Blog Talk Radio.
What can it sound of you niggas know? What can it sound of you niggas know?
Keep your game.
Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Babylon, Babylon. Out my window all I see is Babylon. On the news all I see is Babylon. And all niggas do is just Babylon. Money and hoes, more money and hoes. If I sold dope, I'd have plenty of flows. I'd spend the projects like J-Rock. I would've more than likely slang rock. All my life I done been around Crips and Bloods. Pimps and thugs, just name a few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood. But she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rhymes like Wade, I used to wanna play for the NBA. Fuck I'm doing talking about Piney and Glenn. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. For my niggas on the corner selling water to somebody daughter, fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't tryna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't tryna be nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see out of Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
AK clips, they extra peel. Smoking on some of that extra kill. Purple Urkel, that Jaleel. I put that on A-thing. If we could link up every gang, and niggas is willing to bear the pain, and put the White House lights out today.
Okay,
KKK. We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Nate. P or your PhD or your AA. Hey.
Dear Barack, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it, I hope it don't stop. I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block. I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock. I seen the image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers drop. Peace the concept, you got progress, you got Congress. You protesting, hope they confess. Just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody
chattel. Wish I could see out of Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Nose kinda ring like sofa ring. My baby needs to answer me. Demands this stuff like Oprah Green. Pull around, come back, Oprah real. Top blue off, low buzzing tea. Jet lined up like homeless me. Feeling this in the hobby and homeless feel. Don't try to stop and get in my way. You'll get stumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, make it out, bay, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm insane. Cause I ain't got shit but an EBG card from a fiend that owe me innocent and her daughter name. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Got a nigga in the streets, no healthcare, trying to slang weed to the black shoes on the feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stressed up, friends, got a feeling in the chest and a world stripped of happiness. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody back. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody shot.
Nobody shot, nobody.
What up, peace, folk? What up, what up, what up, everybody, man? Welcome to this special show. It was Sutton, Uranian, as I call it. And every now and then, man, we do that when the spirit just come through because it wasn't something that we set back and we planned to do. And when it come through like that and we get that call out from special ones, you know, I think that it's mandatory that we line up and we pay attention. And I thank everybody who made it and who will make it in the future with the archives, because it was really meant for you, because you selected it. Somehow, some way, you were attracted to it, and you listened to it, no matter if you don't even listen to it past this point. But it's something for you inside of the story. The question becomes, do you know who you are inside of the story of Kayem? What is that? Life. Do you know where you are in the story of life, and life consisting of cycles from our perception that deals with time? And within this time, there are personality traits, 12 major, of things that you will see in your environment day in and day out, can all be defined by knowing what time it is. Because time has personality. It's called the zodiac. A personality trait, but yet we're measuring time. So time has personality. It's imperative that you begin to know immediately who you are, what watchers you have watching you. There are four watchers. And on average, you have two of them that oversaw the process of you coming into this earthly incarnation. Is time sensitive? Obviously, because you picked the time to be born and come and manifest. But who was watching you? Who can you call upon and tap on? From the angelic side, angles of light, to help facilitate any endeavor that you have. So that's what we strive to do at MAC, my astrology coach, especially with MACU, my astrology coach university. Study yourself and watch the rhythms of cause and effect in your life, yourself, those around you, then the world at large. And then once you can accurately identify cause and effect, you can put the cause in motion and watch the effect. But that's that spirit of film. See, you got to look at the news like it's a movie, because it's spiritual theatrics from God. Everything you see, breaking news, everything in your reality is news from the Creator, even that which could be perceived as evil, not right. The God elements, fire, air, earth, and water, and you bitching about snow, this is God's elements. And you have the ability to shapeshift or move these elements. I don't want to say manipulate. That's what it is. That may be a bad word to your vocabulary, if you know, you need to know what it really is. So, before I really get into that, man, thank you. Visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Click on the events, New Orleans. Here we come. Prime Minister just told me, like, man, you know the All-Star game is there. I don't even follow sports, only to get to the final game do I look. I'm a star, man. The things that they're actually doing is the things that we put there, our thoughts. Woo-hoo. Gonna get into that. So you got to know that the program that you see in reality is coming from God. Once you look at it from out that lens, you're going to see yourself. Anyway, New Orleans, we there, spring equinox. know what we do this time of year. Had some phenomenal times. And shall have mountains and eagles dying 2 days, 4 days after you leave. And every time you say something, within 48 hours, God turns around and deliver. And if you want to know the mystery, especially those of you who study with us, you the listener, the supporter, the critical mass, the most important element of all existence is the cells, which is the people on earth, are the cells in your body from God's perspective. See, God only takes 48 hours because it's two witnesses amongst you prophesying 24 hours for each messenger. Now, let me clarify, because I'm not saying this to be egotistical. I'm saying what me and Minister Jew say, think, just say and think, will actually register on world news as some type of event that was foretold and rightfully so prophesized about. So when I say we the two witnesses in the land that's prophesying, that can be proven. It ain't egotistical. I'm just saying it for what was written. The two witnesses in Revelation. The two angels that went down to Sodom and Gomorrah and brung brimstone and sulfur. Two. But are we going to really act like we got amnesia and we can't see what the hell is going on and God only exists in the past tense via your Bible, via your Quran, or any other text that you have that you believe to make you a better person, which is great, but God only stops right there? Does not the Quran say that Allah shall send every nation a messenger speaking their own tongue? That's what the book says. So all of a sudden, God just stopped giving out favors or rolling with David while he going to war. He just stopped building with the modern day priesthood and said, nah, don't offer me no more smoke meat. I don't want no incense. I don't want no barbecue, niggas. When do you turn down the barbecue? The God has always been the God of war. Always. So when did he stop? Since we say we believe in the ancestors, believe in God, the source, whatever you want to call it, when did God stop looking out for a selective, because not everybody wrong with God in the stories in which they tell it. Everybody got their own God. Hell, even in Egypt, everybody enrolled with the one God. Set was a damn adversary, or your shadow self within you. That's true, too. Hmm? God didn't stop. It's not his nature to stop. But we got to look amongst us today in the situation of what we in and what we spend our precious time and consciousness, meaning our attention, on. Because we live under the kingdom or within the kingdom of God. But the truth of the matter is the world or the kingdom does not reflect or what we think should reflect the kingdom of God. Who said in the kingdom it was all nice and fluffy? Because every time you see any story with a kingdom, meaning a castle, meaning a nation, a lineage, a blood type, a people, you always send knights on the castle, talking about a kingdom, knights on deck, soldiers at the front door, bishops next to the king and queen as visors. Man, get y'all a Netflix account and go watch, what is that on Netflix? It's a magical show, Maryland. They're shooting it over in England somewhere. Get a Netflix and watch that, because that's what it is. I should really just end the show on that. But we're going to talk today. We're going to talk. The Creator is here. Always been. In the kingdom, this ain't all this pretty place that you thought. But it's still the kingdom. Everybody talking about the kingdom. Man, even in the kingdom was chaos, because the legend goes that the God had to kick out or expel a rebellious one. Wait a minute. So even in the kingdom, somebody's ass got to go. In fact, Michael, I ain't going to even get up. God, I ain't going to even get up. Michael. Gabriel. So anyway, man. Prime Minister, you there.
What up?
What's the deal? What's going on?
Man, it's gonna be some firecrackers tonight. Man, it is what it is, man. You know, listening to the bill last night with the Oracle, Myra on Coach Show,
yes,
laying some foundation down, some tracks, but you know, this is another page in a chapter here, and we have to. It's our job, man, to express to the people the true power and divinity that rests inside of them, man. And it's you know, like you said, man, we talk about the ancestors, man, and God and all of these things, man, and then every time we hear a conversation, somehow it always goes back to the same thing. But look what they doing.
Yo.
It always goes back.
That's
to
right.
Look what they doing.
That's right.
And they doing this to us, and they doing that. And that's all fine and dandy, because some people need to know that are not aware. Because like you mentioned before, you know, the emotion, the raw emotion is necessary in order to charge particle, damn it. It is necessary. You have to charge the particle with raw emotion. That is what's supposed to get you spinning in order to create phenomenon here. That's how it works. It's like you sit down and you watch these movies, dramas, comedies, action. What happens? You're sitting in your living room or you're in a theater somewhere, and the person is getting chased by the entire goddamn police squad, and you find yourself perspirating. Somebody dies in a movie, the plot is thickened, and it's so sad, and before you know it, you got tears in your eyes. Or it's so funny, the joke was so funny, you're bent over holding your stomach laughing. See, the emotion is so real, and what you perceive through your senses, that is to send a signal to the part of your brain that deals with the analytics on what am I going to do specifically. And what we're talking about tonight is, what do I do to change this situation? And not by the same methods that my forefathers have used years, decades, and centuries before me to do it, because it has not worked. And this is what I mean by understanding the divinity and the God force that is within you to collapse matter. Period. Period. When you understand that, then there's no paper, there's no gun, there's no nothing that can stop that force anywhere on this planet. So when you worrying about, do they got the heart machine going, is the snow real or is it fake, none of that matters when you can send a tornado through the same town where the goddamn heart machine is at. Or shake the ground where the goddamn heart machine is at, using the power of your mind, which we have demonstrated.
The power of the mind, which you keep relating back to somebody thought of a heart, who you saying is an enemy and opposition, thought of the heart, created the program, built the antennas, got it working, creating weather phenomena, and all you can do is talk about them? You're the sucker. You talking about them
for? A major. And not only that, Noble, not only that. Do you realize what we're saying when we say, here's a machine made out of some type of metal, iron, platinum, right, with some copper and a few wires extending over a large geographical piece of land mass somewhere. And then we get all charged up and get to talking about this shit, right? But here you are, a walking vessel with billions of cells in your body, electricity running through your body, iron in your body, copper in your body, all of these things going on inside of you. But let me tell you the reason why that machine made of copper works and you're not putting your magic into work. I'm going to tell you, it's real simple. Very, very, very simple. Because the machine knows nothing about doubt. It doesn't think about doubt. It doesn't think about I can't do it. It doesn't think about that doesn't exist. It doesn't function on that level. All it does is says, programming me, use these metals, use these liquids, and I am going to facilitate the function. So what's stopping us from creating snow and rain and hurricanes is because you doubt. It's that simple. It's that simple. So we're dealing with correspondence. We're dealing with symbol literacy. And I'm going to give you some fabric and some context to it so that you can know this just ain't no bluff. Because it's time to burn this place down. I'm sorry. Get your ration packs, people. God. The science is this, man. The brain has something called in it the parietal lobe, man, where they ran a test on monks who meditated and thought about the God force, and the right side in the parietal lobe lit up, which therefore led them to determine spirituality is a primary function in this region of the brain when man thinks about transcendence and things of spiritual nature. Now, that's the spiritual side. The function, or what we perceive to be as a physical function of how it perceives data, is these things. It interprets symbols, language, imagery, and mathematics. The parietal lobe. Now, when you get into these spiritual systems, isn't that, or aren't these things that they encompass? Symbols, images, understanding mathematics, geometry. Teachers walking around here 50 years ago giving you the distance from the stars and the planets in the galaxy and how it relates to the human body, trying to get you to understand that you are the universe. So how else is the creator or the divine presence known as the universal mind going to communicate with you, human, when something godly is happening? It has to come through mathematics, being numbers, images, or symbols. So when you hear us talking, because the brain is the antenna that's picking up on the vibration so that you can perceive this reality through these electrical currents called your system. So how else is the creator going to communicate to you? So all the people out there, right, that are skeptical about spirituality, there's some context in which the brain perceives these things, and it just so happens to be the part of the brain that deals with spirituality. So when you hear us talking about correspondences, there goes some science for you to relay on and fall back on so that you don't think it's just coming out of some damn magic book somewhere and it's a bunch of hocus pocus. No, this is how your brain perceives it. Now, is it a coincidence that the same region of the brain, spirituality and all these things? No. So when we tell you that, you know, all these names and these parallels and these synchronicities mean something from a spiritual point of view, and it is a cognition from the heavens, that's a reference point for you to feel comfortable accepting it if you're not comfortable. You see? So this is the deal, man. These signs have been here for a very, very long time. Very long time. Problem is, we pick up on them, see them, and then give it right back to him, you know. But this is, you know, it's magic season, but, you know, the man is still doing this. And the other thing is we're scared to personalize the data. We don't want to personalize nothing, you know. We have to come away from that, because I'm going to tell you something. When this boy decide that it's a messiah somewhere that's a problem, he don't get to talk about the system of black people or a systematic approach. You know what he do? He say, no. Martin Luther King is a goddamn threat. Let's whack him. Malcolm X is a threat. Let's whack him. Khalil Muhammad is a threat. We're going to kill him. Marcus Garvey is a threat. Ship this nigga out the country. He don't start generalizing every, you know, the whole. Now, you say that one right there can create a mass that then will really be a problem. That one right there can create mass, and that he'll really be a problem. So we have to take care of him. Let's whack job this guy right here. So we got to get away from being scared, man, and again getting generalized in this whole thing, man. We need to call some names. Let's go find a name.
It goes from them people making this observation on this guy who, look at this. This guy is known for assassinations,
mm-hmm.
right? But something happened where all of a sudden they had to put a black president in there because the spirit world didn't do that, the Illuminati did. The Illuminati, they put a black man in office. Okay, let's examine that. You go from assassinating motherfuckers successfully with no rebellion from the people. You can assassinate their leaders, and they're not going to burn it down. They will start, though, in the Watts riots and various other riots. They'll start, but eventually we get it under control. We go from that to, you know what, I think it's time that we have to put a black man in here to keep them fleet. Keep them fleet. They never tried to take anything by force. You can kill their leaders and they don't do shit. So I don't get it. Oh, I get it. We're going to give them more money, make them become millionaires later in the game, and they populate like damn, you know how they think we populate. We populate fast. We get shots at making more money because niggas got more money than what they ever had collectively. We have to, then we're going to take it all away and put them in the concentration camps.
Oh, that means
they will have to work now? They will have to go to work now. Because all of us will be exterminated, we're going to get killed, and they're going to gas us, and we're going off to the concentration camps. Now, who's going to do the work now?
Mm-hmm.
They still going to be up in a high, lofty place now? Because on one minute you're telling me they're using me for the money. They're using me for the money. They must need the money. Like, come on, man. Come on.
We gotta un-insane ourselves, man. Some of this shit be crazy. You be hating, man. It just don't ever add up, man.
So the reason why the people can't see themselves winning is because all the other methods have failed. So what happens? What happens is you start to get an emotional spin on it, and it never goes into anything else where it's progressive. And I don't blame you, because I know this for a fact. You're not winning with no guns, and you're not winning with no money. It's not going to happen. So because of that, because you know that, in the darkest, deepest corner, hallway, a corridor in your brain, you know that you cannot win on that level, and you not going to beat them in court neither, because that's their game too. It's not going to happen. You might get some Band-Aid treatment, right, because they want to act like they're being righteous for what they put on paper. So sometimes you get righteous treatment, but it's not more than likely. So, and we know that, right? And by the way, I don't want to keep digressing. The bottom line is, you know that you're not going to get no remedy in none of those areas. So then you just left with a defeated look. All your cards are turned in. You know, and I understand. And that's because you haven't went to the last, what Bobby Heman called it, the final dimension of melanin.
Final dimension.
You haven't took it to the final dimension because you don't even think that it's real. You don't think that it's real, but that they can show you the middle passage and show the slaves come up from off the bottom of the boat because the slave master wanted some entertainment. He wanted to see the black folks dance for him. They started dancing and then the boat started rocking. And then all of a sudden clouds came out of the sky. And immediately he knew what was happening. He called that shit off and told him, put him back down at the bottom. They're going to kill us all. When are we going to stop using the term spooky? Because I'm tired of hearing that shit too, Noble. We're going to keep it real. Right? Because we think this shit always supposed to come back to the letter. Cross the T's and dot the I's. It's got to be something physical that you can do. What do you mean? What do you mean this energy, this godlike force that'll come through and tear this motherfucker down? That shit exists. You don't believe it? Pick up the Galactic Activation DVD. You don't believe it? Go back in the archives and listen to We've Been to the Mountaintop. You don't believe it? You don't believe it? Send me your phone number and I'll send you the pictures every day of shit that pop up in my reality. Every day. And I got $1,000 on each photo. This shit's not Photoshop. We don't do those over here. We don't do those. Authentic shit, man. See? So this whole show, man, is to tear the concept down and to recalibrate your thinking. Recalibrate your thinking. That's if you feel like it's time for it. Because I certainly do. I certainly do. Sister Myra beautifully laid it out. She said, it's Sodom and Gomorrah going on around here, man. And it really is. And then people are scared to have strong opinions about it. Ain't nothing wrong with having a strong opinion about it, man. If you don't like the shit, goddamn it, you don't like it, you ain't with it.
Hey.
You know? Hey. Everybody, I'm going to tell you what happened, Noble. That goddamn like button, that's the motherfucking problem. The like button. Everybody just like every goddamn thing. Motherfucker house just caved in on the motherfucker hit the like button.
That's right.
We didn't got so desensitized to really have a strong opinion, drive, and motivation for what we think is right that we stuck in thinking that we just got to be neutral on every goddamn thing, and we can't take a position on nothing, which gets you nowhere in life, man. Nowhere. Take a stand. Draw the line in the sand, man, for what you think is right, and if we got to butt heads, goddamn it, let's butt them, and the strongest force going to come out on top.
Real simple. Yeah, real simple.
See.
Real
simple. So, man, I'm ready when you're ready to get into some of this symbol literacy, man.
Hey, man.
You know, if you would.
Man, we can do it. And let me say, as far as having that speech, let me tell you what my president and my attorney general said about Trayvon Martin. If you don't know who the attorney general is, look him up. Eric Holder, an American hero. Look out for the documentary coming out. I'm going to put Eric Holder in his rightful place. He's the first black attorney general. I'm looking for presidents. President, you would know and learn, is actually more of a corporate title. General is more of a war title. So big shout out to Eric Holder, man. But about the Trayvon thing, after the verdict with Zimmerman, both of them basically said, if you got an issue, don't go to no council and where politics are at. Go to your churches and neighborhood meetings and get it off your chest, because now is the time to speak up. What you mean your church? Why are you going to go to the spirit? Why are you sending people? Church is spiritual. I can get with it. Why are you sending people to the spiritual place about a physical issue? So, anyway, and let me digress just a second. If this Illuminati went from assassinating a black king to happen to pump fake the people and elect a black king then we need to find out why they made such a drastic move and keep pushing on the why. Because either way, it's still good. Because what happened? You saw more people electrified all across the world. That's arguably one of the that's the first historic moment in the nation of the, in the history of this nation. That was monumental and very inspirational. Stop playing like it wasn't inspirational. And even if you ain't getting with him, one thing you cannot say, or what you better automatically do, is love Michelle Obama and them kids. Daughters, actually. You gotta love that. And I'm sure you do. That's monumental. So y'all went from talking all this black woman to God and black power, and I'm like, okay, your consciousness from a few years ago put that together. It came from Chicago, came from the Nation of Islam where they dropped the science in the street and we'll be GD'd up. It's an Islam consciousness, which the Prime Minister tell you the Shah is on the same latitude, the same grid as Rome, who runs Christianity. So the Sears Tower ain't nothing but Sires Tower. That's Osiris' big black dick in Chicago. Salute when you come to the shop.
Right.
Right by Lake Michigan, right by the kitty cat.
And if you're going to crash this motherfucker, the energy going to have to come out of Chicago, buddy. Why you, man, it ain't rocket science.
There's various other places. That's the tower. The Shawtown is the tower where you're getting the transmission from.
That's right.
But you got to stand up when you're like, let's get into this. Let's get into this thing. Because that DMX thing was, all you New York niggas, y'all supposed to stand up at this time when Zimmerman and DMX supposed to go at it. That was the spirit world calling New York niggas. And I'm going to let you know where the call came from. Everybody stand up. Atlanta, Fort Worth, St. Louis, Shawtown, Oakland, Nashville, everybody calling in from everywhere, from the UK. Everybody stand the fuck up at the same time around this motherfucker on some stars and watch what's going to happen. Everybody stand up. 33rd parallel, the mountain. Talk to me. Stone Mountain. What? KKK? What? Confederates on the side of the mountain? What? We get up there, it's a big old cloud, and we do a vanishing pentagram to get rid of the air, and it's gone. What? Clouds represent thought forms, huh? Mountains is spiritual, always in spiritual text. KKK inauguration on Stone Mountain on the 33rd parallel, where Tupac Memorial is on the 33rd parallel in Atlanta or Stone Mountain, and that man ain't even from that region. So now you trying to cipher the big homie? No. Ain't trying to cipher the big homie. Don't work like that. God put him there for you to come to the mountain top, which the king prophesied about. Check. So yes. The God is the Illuminati to put the things here for them to do, because you have to understand that you are doing it. And I'm going to show that just in case you're like, what the hell is this nigga talking about? In other words, God runs this reality, and that's the Illuminati. So whenever you're ready, Prime Minister, if you want to go, I can go. However you want to do it.
No, I mean, I go, man. I know you got some heat on the end, man. We'll say that, man, because my joint is short. Dude, here's the deal, man. Like he says, you have to watch the news stories like the movies. You have to watch this shit like it's the movies, man. And when you understand symbol literacy and then you do a little homework, you'll be surprised on what you'll find and what's coming through. Now, he talked about, he just mentioned 33. We all know that that's the angelic number. 33 is, when you're dealing with 33, you're dealing with angels. So what happened? Because we're going to show you what's time to boogie down. It's time to get your dukes up. Put your guard up, man. You know what I'm saying? You see these vortexes coming through here, shutting this thing down? That's what it's supposed to look like. Well, we're supposed to be charging this thing with our intent. You see? But anyways, you see Marcus Smart play for the Oklahoma State. He's been all over the news. Why? Because he went off into the stand and he pushed a fan. He pushed a fan. The fan, he said the fan called him a racial slur, right? And he'd be, whatever it was, I don't know because they never released it. But this is what they say. This is what Marcus is saying that happened. Now, this fan has a history of doing this. But even that's divine because I'm gonna tell you what the creator way now. The creator keep on sending shit to happen to see what's gonna motivate you to get going. What do I gotta do to spark your emotions to make you stand up? Huh? Trayvon Martin gotta go. Oh, okay, niggas ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna do nothing. What else I gotta do? Who do I gotta take out next to get you to boogie with me? Because it's a two-step thing. You have to participate because you have free will. So you got to get in the ring via your consciousness. That's it. So Marcus Smart goes off into the stands. He puts the fan. He wears the number 33. I said, okay, here we go. There goes the first wink, dude. Now I look further to Wason. The man who he pushes name is Jeff Orr, as in New Orleans, or the aura, or the light. So even though, see, this is what happens. When you start to tune in, particles get collapsed around people all the time, and then they're propelled to do certain things. And to them, it's just what they want to do. But what we're saying is all these things are signs for us to understand what the next move needs to look like and what's the motivating factor behind it. So he goes in the stand. He pushed the fan, Jeff Orr, which is nothing more than the light. This is where the light is shining from. The brother's wearing number 33. So I said, okay, he's on an angel frequency. So I go do the homework on Marcus Smart. He has a brother whose name is Michael. Now, anybody who's been following any of my work knows all about the Archangel Michael. I have put that work in on several occasions. So anybody that came over and saw the presentation knows just what it is. Okay? His brother's name is Michael. When I further the story, they say the brother was born in a town called Flower Mound, Texas. Now, the last time I checked, we're the only one taking people around in this conscious community to go to visit these sacred mounds where the spirituality was prevalent amongst the natives on this land, man. We've been to Serpent. We've been to Moundville. We've been all over this place touching these mounds, activating these mounds. We've been to the Etowah mounds when we went down to Atlanta, and we went down there and charged that grid up, and we came back with a phenomenal correspondence from that. But this young man is born in a place called Flower Mound, as in the mounds that we go to activate, which just happens to sit on a third parallel as well, where we activate it in Atlanta, which is parallel to Egypt, for all the Egyptologists out there. But how do I know it's time to fight? Because he got a brother named Michael, who is the angel that deals with battle. And he's wearing the number 33 out on the floor while he's battling in competition. But when you go look up the mascot for Oklahoma State, it's Pistol Pete holding two thumpers here on the spiritual plane. The angelic forces are dying to get in here and cause havoc, just like they came through in Sodom and Gomorrah and tore it down. Just like when they was with Elijah and it was one that who couldn't see the angelic host who didn't believe. And he said, you are surely outnumbered. How are you going to go down here and do anything against the Syrian army? Elijah? And Elijah called upon the Lord and he told him, show this man, because he has no faith. And what was revealed to him, when he looked, it was an army full of angels ready to go into battle. See, a lot of people have been taught this fluff, that these angels is just this, you know, this white light. And then, you know, it's just all sweet and pretty. No. If you saw the presentation I did on Michael, you would not want to see this dude nowhere in your reality.
He ain't that kind of angel.
He ain't that type of angel.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. That's when you calling on to put that work in down here. And that's the ability that you got. As this plasma flows through this universe, which flows through your body called blood, which is carried on something called blood plasma, which in Leviticus 17 and 11 talks about how the blood is the covering for the soul, which is your genius or your higher self. And you wonder why black folks die from all the blood diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these things. Huh? You wonder why your prayers ain't getting answered. You don't have a connection. See? So then, what else was in the major news story? Because you got to look to sports, because those are the messenger gods. Got to be able to read between the lines. Just yesterday, what made the big news story? Michael Sam comes out of the closet, who plays for Missouri, and tells the whole world that he's gay. If you know anything about the angelic pantheon, you would know that Michael's opposite is Samuel. So here comes Michael Sam in your reality. But the oracle Myra came out and told you yesterday that it is Sodom and Gomorrah going on down here at this particular time. And in the same vein, here comes a Michael Sam who says, I am gay, blah, 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 blah. But here's the kicker. He said that they switched the conversation. They switched the topic of conversation in the interview because he got interviewed. ESPN did a major interview. And he said, well, how did you become such a successful football player? And then he started going to his life story. And immediately I thought about a show that KTL had maybe about 2 months ago. What's his brother's name? Brother Oba. I think his name is Oba. I think the name of the show was called Blood Sacrifice, or It Will Be Blood. It was something along those lines. And his brother mentioned how, very profound, he said, the feminine spirit of the ancestors, your grandmothers, your mothers, your sisters who have passed away, your aunties, are seeing what is happening to the black men in society, carried off to jail, murdered dead in the street. And he said that feminine spirit is coming through, turning these boys into girly men so that they would at least be able to preserve their life, because they wouldn't travel down the road of a hard knock, shall we say, that got into the street life, that got into the drug game, You know what I mean? That dealt with manly things. That's not afraid to stand his ground. That'll stand up to the police. That'll stand up to somebody who's trying to violate their family. Let's come through and manipulate these our young men ancestors, because we at least want them to be able to live. Because now it's coming down to a survival thing. Voting got so bad that men are turning into girly men because our condition and our environment is saying it's tough for you to really be a goddamn man. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail or your ass be dead some motherfucking well. Which what would you rather pick? You want to be a girly man or you want to be dead in jail? So I said, damn, because I'm listening to the interview and peep what he said. Michael Sam says, I watched my brother get shot dead. I had two other brothers who are in jail right now. So I decided that I would play is the way to stay away from trouble. And there's a lot of positives in there because it will keep you away from distraction if you focused on that particular sport, if you really have a passion for it. But you have to look at his psychology. He said he saw his brother get murdered in front of him, and he got two other brothers that are in jail right now. And he said, I decided I didn't want to go that route. So in his psychology, this was at a very young age. In his psychology, he's saying, I would rather be feminine or take on a feminine trait because of a circumstance and a situation that I saw from these men in my life, and look what ended up happening to them. So let me go 180 degrees from that and turn this way. Do you understand the sickness in that? Because of your environment and this is the equation. E plus E equals P over P. And what does that mean, Minister Jew? Experience plus electricity. And I'm speaking upon the term. You have to apply this to the brain. When you have an experience, electrical currents start moving through your brain, which then creates a psychology for you because that experience gave you something to think about. You laughed or you cried. You whatever emotion, you were sad, you were happy, surprised. All of these different words that we can describe an emotion of from an experience that we've had in life creates a psychology for you, and now you look at that event in a certain light, and now you start to apply that psychology to other things that may act as external expenditures from that particular experience. Now from that, the physiology of your brain starts to take shape, or how, you know, now this is how the chemicals are going to be released into this synapsis and so forth and so on, which now creates an ongoing behavioral pattern for you. So this young man, all of this turmoil, all of this fear, all of this shock, all this, saw his brother get murdered, two other brothers in jail, all of these things are taking part of as an experience for him. He's seen this. He's heard it. All of these things are going on, which is shaping his psychology, which is now shaping the physiology of his brain, which is sending the signal to him, God damn it, you don't need to do none of that type of stuff, and if you call that being a man, you need to turn away from that and go this direction right here. So Michael is coming through saying, no, it's time to burn it down, just like the angels did when they came through Sodom and Gomorrah, because this is why this shit is happening, because it's gotten so bad in this society, starting to have these ideas that it's better not to even be a goddamn man. This cannot continue. This cannot continue. So what are we left to do? It's called galactic activation. It's called collapsing electrons with your mind. It's called losing doubt, knowing that you are God in the flesh, knowing that you can create something after the fact. But you got to ask yourself, how did the Haitians defeat Napoleon and his army? How did it happen? These people got guns, tanks, whatever at the time, swords, sophisticated weaponry. Here you have some natives on the land that kicked they ass with less than half of the machinery or the technology at that time that was disposable to them. How did they do that? When you know Haiti is known for putting in that magic, it's a known fact. Man, listen, it's an author. I think his name is D.E.L. Lawrence, or it's something that's variable. I know the last name is Lawrence. This was a white dude that was printing books about voodoo and Haitian magic and was coming into the black community wanting black folks to reestablish themselves in their own spiritual practices. There's a white dude coming into Chicago, black neighborhoods, selling books on voodoo and our spiritual practices back to black folks. Do you know they have a law in Haiti where you can't even bring none of his published books back into their country? You can't even bring the books back to the country because they don't want that vibe, or they don't want you come down there with that. But we scared of that. We super Christian. We don't deal with none of that. Or we're super conscious, and somehow we think some paperwork going to solve the problem. That's going to be the end all the all to the problem. But yet you witness some of your ancestors defeat this dude, obviously using a different type of technology, and was successful. And that's why all them sanctions and shit still going on in Haiti. Because you want to know why? He ain't forgot like you have. And you ain't got enough passion, or you feeling like, and the reason why you ain't got the passion is because we never personalize nothing. We get to talking about the man, right? But let's really go look at this shit. Like, who's putting these movies out with all this shit in there about this, that, and third? Who's the director? Who's the screenwriter? Who's the people that every time you go up for reparation, what's the name of the man that's denying you the reparation? Who's on the panel? See, when you start personalizing it and putting names to faces where people have wronged you, it is clear that it's racist and it's clear that it's oppression, then you will start to have a fire and the juice to want to continue to put that work in. But when we generalize it, and we just be like, you know, it's the system, then you'll walk away from this conversation tomorrow and forget about everything that was said because it's not personal enough. You see? That's my side of the story, Noah, man. What you got, man?
Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, man, I was on mute, man. Listen, folks, it's on the cracking. It's really the reason you're supposed to hit the Facebook like button, because I'm going to say it's all good, is to get you to like the reality. When you do like that harsh reality, you really in agreement that you would have to be in agreement that you liking somebody saying my car blew up today and you hit the like button or somebody bathroom fell out or whatever. You know, if you're clicking like and you really saying I like how you're going through things and God's in control and I hope everything gets better, you're really supposed to like the reality of God. The thing is, you can't be afraid to engage. And I'm going to backtrack a little bit with the Prime Minister. you know, painted a very real reality, a psychological perception of people who think they can't win without you're not going to beat them with guns. You're not going to beat them with law. And you know, he don't want to play that game. I'm going to tell you from the Most High. He don't want to play that game because that will be called revolutionary suicide. Because anytime you fight on your own soil, it's a problem from within, and you can't address outside issues. And since it is taking place, both people have home court advantage because it's the homeland. The beings of the Creator are a serious force. And when we understand this on the plane of spirit, you got to look physical in order to classify things. You got to look at, and when we do this with our perception, you look at the person, you notice they race. But to get to know a person, spirit, how do you do that without necessarily getting to know the person? How do you know a person's spirit, their soul, even? Without having to know the person. It's a question. Anyway, big shout out to Coach Kaye and the show he put on last night with Mama Myra the Oracle, who dropped some jewels on Coach Kaye's radio show last night. And she mentioned a story that is absolutely 100% from the spirit world, because ain't no kind of coincidence in the world. There are no coincidences. Not when you live in this reality. Everything is cause and effect. The story is about how a young girl, 5 years old, was murdered from a stray bullet from gang members allegedly shooting at a rival gang member. Don't know how to shoot. Stray bullet killed a five-year-old girl. And the little girl's name was Peyton. Sister Myra said, it's really Mama Myra to the Oracle. I'm telling you, you can just hear a different channel when she goes in. When Peyton Manning kept screaming, Omaha, Omaha, when he's changing the play, that created a ripple effect on January the 15th of that event of the teenage boys looking for a rival gang member and killed a little girl named Peyton. And then Sister Myra said, the little girl's mom, last name, is Manny. I said, oh, hell no. You ain't going to tell me that. I'm hooked now. Wait a minute. You ain't going to get this man, quarterback, everybody watching throughout the playoffs, he's screaming Omaha, Omaha, and a little girl named Peyton gets murdered in Omaha? In Omaha, named Peyton, and the mother's last name is Manning. I said, okay, I'm on the case. So I get on the case, and the little girl name is Peyton Elise Benson, because she's named allegedly after her father. Now, her middle name is Elise, E-L-I, Ellie, L, Eli, which is Peyton's brother. So Peyton and his brothers is in the story. But it gets better because, of course, this see, Peyton Elise, the L, and it's interesting because Myra had talked about any time you hear that L represents divinity, but when we talked earlier, I was like, and guess what her middle name is? She couldn't believe it. All of it just coming back. It's the spirit world. So she's telling you about the L, and the L is in the story. See, all of this go back to a big shout out to everybody who had got the priesthood blue star prophecy. Listen, I ain't even available no more. Listen, when I release something like that, don't sleep. The priesthood blue star prophecy was something that was written in spiritual communication to the Creator with an event, a certain event, and that exact event manifested in nature as a wonderful sign, as your God loves to bring floods and he loves to bring rainbows, you know, and rain fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. He has this thing about hitting folks with elements. That's his thing. That's his M.O. So now you're getting hit with snow, you know. And, you know, but anyway, so this took place on 44th, they say 44th and Emmett. Another report said 45th and Emmett. But this is interesting because we know the law of 44. If you don't know the law of 44, that's coined by Brother Paul, the blue pill. And four is talking about time. So we all know that they say after the 3D world is 4D, fourth dimension represents time, fifth represents energy and space, so forth and so forth. So four represents time, which is cool with it, but it does. So that tells you that you have to master time like Father Time in the sky, which they always gave that definition to the planet Saturn. All right. So when this happens on 44th and Emmett, you understand it's about the law of time. When you understand what it says 45th and Emmett, it's also telling us to go from four and start thinking in five. Bare minimum, you have to play at five. You should not. When you see master numbers, 11, 22, 33, those are wonderful and great for the initiation process on a certain level. We can do numbers all day. We can get outside of these numbers that look like each other, and we can go into primes. Numbers can do wonderful things, as you know. So you got to go from four to five, because 45 is Adam, which represents humanity, which is man. But Emmett Street, what is Emmett? And this is how you know it's divine. And they spelled it E-M-M-E-T. But what is Emmett? Emmett, or Emeth in Hebrew, Emeth means truth. Okay. So she died on the street of truth. What truth is this? This is the Creator's truth. So the funeral was held at a church on 55th Ames Avenue. Right? On 55th and Ames. Right? Now, look at this. Here go 55. which is that fifth dimension energy, which I've been told y'all back on Whitney Houston, when you saw the number 55 kept showing up, I've been told y'all was saying, listen, you gotta go to the fifth dimension. Bare minimum. I'm telling you this, the Age of Aquarius, the album, was put out by who? The fifth dimension. And I promise you, the album cover, as far as the chart set up, looking at that, matches my birth chart. And they made that years before I was even born. Years before I was born. The fifth dimension. So let me put it in the context and let's look at the chessboard here. Man, you got a pentagon that go to war all day long in a nice, pretty, geometrical shape of five fives. He's playing on five. And we talking about, oh, I saw 11 and 22 and 33. He's playing on five. Interesting enough, because when you look at the Tree of Life, the fifth sphere is Gomorrah and Mars. And that's exactly what he's doing inside of a five-shaped thing, is going to war. He playing it for real. He's doing his thing. That's our design from the Creator. So anything below 55, step up your number game inside of you. See what you can attract outside of you. Man, we do this. This week, Joe, I'm going to see 77. Up, I'm going to 88 now. Bump it. I'm going to even try to see if I can get triple nines. And it happens. Come on. Like the Prime Minister said, you walking around here with electricity, cells, a brain, that's a transmitter. It can send and receive. You are the electric body of life. You are the light grid. You are the walking heart. You love to sing, love to dance. You are the heart machine. Your heart is the heart machine. See, the problem is we ain't got no heart. And I ain't going to lie. I keep saying it. I'll be the first to admit. I ain't going to get up here and lie. I'm scared to death to strike the first blow if you ain't got my back. I ain't doing it by my motherfucking self. Shit. Why not? Why? I got family, too. And some that won't do it don't even got family. And I'm talking about family that you produce, that come from your loins. But yet righteous, not standing up for truth. Come on, man. You act like where you talk about the man, you don't know where the motherfucking man at. God damn it, pick up the phone and call 911. Motherfucker gonna answer. Him? That's what you're talking about? The lawmakers at the Senate and the House. That's what you're talking about? Shit, you know what that is, too. Because last time I know, hey, shit, Huey knew where the state was, the state lawmakers was in Sacramento. Read up on law, got the right to bear arms, winning that motherfucker with shotguns. It walked away. By reciting law. Now, sure, it could have turned out some because they got, obviously, it was shootouts, too. Come on, man. But since you ain't built for that kind of war, and we not, but we still talking about an issue on the chess table, then if we're not going to address it physically, because we're choosing not to do that. Man, this shit is simple. Give me the best of the best. Give me Ali Muhammad on law. Give me Brother Polite on law and business contracts. The both of them understanding contracts, who know how to read and write very well and understand and decipher the code and help other people do the same thing. Then give me BPC. Give me SETI. Give me the RBG. Give me the Crips. Give me the Bloods. Always walking around flanked up with security in conscious events. Go flex that on the men. I don't want to see that. So I don't go. I don't see it anyway. Rightfully so. Because in your mind, you running Malcolm X. You running that program.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Which then you have to address a whole other issue. People who you fighting for don't even want you fighting for them, but yet can identify with the fact that they need to be free. But for some reason, I'm going to fight you. Come on, man. You do that because you are afraid of him. We're going to admit that one. Anytime that a woman is getting attacked by another man, you're there, but yet you're not responding to this? Oh, no, no, no. That's a problem. That's a problem. Problem. Man. Anyway, so it's time to go fifth dimension. Get on the mom, man. Look at the mom name. Her name is Tabitha. Look at the name. Let's go backwards. Tabitha. Her, H-A means the, Bat is daughter. Ta, like Ta, Mary is earth. The earth daughter. Lost the daughter. And she ain't even mad. She's actually laughing and smiling. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not angry. She came, and maybe it's the society that we live in where these little boys who are children themselves feel like that they got to defend themselves from whatever and shooting each other and just so happen to kill my daughter. But maybe they ain't got no love from society. Maybe we need to look in that. Oh, shit. Oh, hold on. Oh, whoa. Mom ain't even crying. Go look into the story. The little girl name is Peyton Benson. And watch some of the footage from Mom. So, see, that's how I know that ain't no white dudes sat back and said, hey, Peyton. They go slide up on Peyton, catch him going to his car, send him a message somehow, some way where don't nobody else know, and they say, hey, man, when you in the game, I want you to say Omaha, Omaha, because just do what the fuck we tell you to do. And then they say he do Omaha, Omaha. Days later, this event happened with his name all on it. White folks had to have that event. They purposely directed that intent and knew that that was going to happen right there, and if they did, what did they benefit? Oh, they suction off the fear and the excitement of that area and the nation at large and feed off that and become bigger and stronger. Okay, I'm not going to even debunk it. If that's what they're doing, then that means that we can create events that excite the emotions of people that's watching too, and then we can get big and do what we have to do all from just really making an event happen from your fault and playing it out in some form of theatrics. Movie, film, Super Bowl, whatever. Man, I'm not down here to play no motherfucking defense. Not all my life. For what? See? Man, look. And we do, but you got to understand that your defense is an offense. The best offense is a good defense. That's why the number one defense beat the number one offense. But the defense didn't score when they scored some points, but they didn't score the winning points. So the story gets a little deeper because little Peyton has two brothers, three, but two of them stood out in particular, Isaiah, which is the prophet of God, and Xavier, which is the teacher of the mutants. Teacher of your X-Men is her brother and Isaiah the prophet who tell you it's coming down. Stop playing. Stop playing. Now, see, you kept saying that you're the X-Men. You kept saying you're Avatar. You kept saying you all that. And in the midst of this story, she has a brother named Xavier who's the teacher of that. So if it was a spiritual sacrifice, wasn't it a spiritual sacrifice for a certain group of people called the Illuminati who you can't even show me seven pictures of. And even if so, is it a sacrifice because the Most High saying, I'm going to put somebody in a story who get arrested, because about five gentlemen got arrested, named Adonis Moses. Adon, Lord, Master. Moses? The one who is the bringer of the law? Is in the story too? With Xavier, the teacher of the mutants? And I'm dead, a prophet? Are you kidding me? Okay. All right. Okay. But they arrested the brothers, and I'm a quote. They arrested them. What was it? It's a certain law that they use. Here it is. An Omaha man, 20 years old, Vincent Hicks, was charged Wednesday with first-degree murder and Peyton's death under, check this out, a legal theory called transferred intent. Transferred intent. Intent means what? A thought? Yes. Yes, sir, you're right. It means a thought. Transferred meaning one thought was supposed to go somewhere and be delivered and manifest. It didn't. It transferred to someone else. Somebody received that intent. Therefore, the charge was, so in essence, when he was shooting to kill, because we're going to say the intent was to kill, you shooting to kill someone you missed and someone accidentally got shot, you transferred your intent on them. So you're getting charged with the same crime. Why no accident? It's not involuntary manslaughter. No, this is first-degree murder. Okay? Transferred intent. It's a thought process. In the story, it's talking about a thought process. That's the law. It's coming down, right? So, you see Moses. Look at the father's name. Marvin Benson. Now, Benson, right? Son. Ben in Hebrew means son. So this is son, just son. But what son? Son of what? Well, what is the first name? Marvin. Then, stop playing. Mar, we know what that is. The vowel connects something or represents and in Mars. The in Hebrew means and. When you put it in front of a letter and put it with a certain dot, it means and. In Marvin. So it's telling you Benson, son, and in Mars are the sun in Mars, which is war. And surely that was a Martian event. I need to see if that was a red day. So showing you what that's about. We'll look into that story. All right. We'll look into that story. I'll talk about this DMX thing, which is simple. It's real simple. First of all, Trayvon Martin is good. Let me make that clear. It's good. And I can say that for a fact because I got two things to prove. One, well, more than that, the two main things. One, we put something together, bump lighting a candle on a corner, and you only do that when you're part of the environment. The star is your candle, and everybody come to the starlight. If you know which ones. So as we put his commemoration together, find it back. You know what? go look at Zimmerman's acquittal day and then tell me what happened in the world 11 days later. Trayvon is good. He good. Skittles he walking with, that's the covenant. Told you he went to Michael Kropp High School, and their emblem is a K with a lightning bolt. So the lightning was going to strike, and it did. Because that's Michael's son. Anyway, we have to look at the thought form of what is this force that says, no, Mr. George Zimmerman, you are not going to beat this case and just run off into society where no one ever sees you again and leave people with this memory. There is a force that says, spaz out on your wife. Spaz out on your other girl. Get caught speeding. Okay, get an opportunity to come into a celebrity boxing match. What is this force that is saying, No, don't, you, okay, you acquitted, but come on back into the spotlight a little bit more. Need to see you fucking up a little bit more, and fuck it, we need to get you in a celebrity, bump the pro sport boxing. Anybody who is a celebrity, which is a star of notoriety of some sort, we're going to give you a chance to kick this motherfucker's ass. You get a shot to kick this motherfucker's ass and you think it's a disgrace. Man, this is some bullshit. When I heard it, I did say, damn, only in America. But that's some shit you got to ponder about in America. The hell is going on? Damn, kill somebody and you famous? For real? That was an absolute logical thought of mine. But why, God? Why would you do something like that? Well, shit. We can let him go. And we go off into society and live in the backwoods and be good. Or we can bring him to the ring and somebody can try their best in that span of time to literally kill his ass by beating the life force out of him if they can. Goddamn, come on. So who you gonna call, God? Well, you know what I need for this? It's God. You know what I really need for this type of situation? God said, I need a dog.
Hey, what's up, Trish?
What's up, Tim?
What's up?
There we go. Okay, okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs? Dog needs a girl. With a real hug, let's go hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cats to birds on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take it up there, put my there. Do I handle my business? Yeah. Run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the street. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it.
all at one time. So when it's my time, I got it.
You kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I deserve some time too, baby. I can't help but think you might not make it home to eat. I fell asleep. Could you pick up a phone and call me at home and let me know you're out in some heat? And don't go crying alone. You know I'm looking out for you, cause you be looking out for me.
Yo, you can go with
man, stop playing.
God want a dog. Because you say, well, dog is God backwards, brother, and you shouldn't be a dog. But the dog is the one, if it's back, then it just simply means the dog is the one that got God's back. And that's why when you grow up in the hood, you get you a dog. Hey, Jew, when you was a young buck, didn't know nothing, little young buck, what was your dog name?
Scorpio.
Didn't know nothing. How old you was?
About 14.
You act like you're not part of the culture that as a man, I'm speaking to men now, as men, you ain't never watched, whether you was there in person or seen it, just seen it on TV somehow, you ain't never watched a pit bull fight and sit there and enjoy that sport like you do watching men fight. Oh, that's inhumane. Oh, I guess it's just more cool to watch humans beat the snot out of each other and beat the life out of each other. Right? That's better, right, than me watching. Man, get out of here, man. Listen. So the creator said, okay, Zimmerman, let me get you a dog. Get you a dog. You know, same dogs that like to run and bite you when they spray the hose on you. Yeah, one of them. Shit. You use them in war. What do you think the German Shepherd was made for? So, when you look at DMX's birthday, December 18th, the sun is 26 degrees Sagittarius. And at 26 degrees Sagittarius, and Sagittarius A above Scorpio and Sagittarius, and Sagittarius A, they're telling you that it is a black hole that is there. A black hole. Okay, now this is interesting. A black hole, dark hole, and a man is born when the sun that represents your personality, wherever it is, it gives a solar ray of light. That sunshine, the first sunshine you ever had shine on your pretty eyes and your soft head, that light that beamed on your face for the first time was in the constellation of where you came from, a part of you, the main part of you that you'd be able to identify with just off the sun. Why wouldn't it have an influence on you? Think about that for a minute. You're a little baby, you're born, most of the people in the hospital, come outside or anywhere, come outside, and you get that first sunlight on you. Or maybe the sunlight was shining on you when you were born. That light encompasses at least seven different colors that's coming from the constellation of stars that the sun is just illuminating. So absolutely, it should have an influence. So this man calls himself Dark Man. Now, does he know a black hole is there and say, yeah, you know what? You know what, dog? There's a black hole right here. I'm going to call myself Dark Man X, and then I'm going to wild out
and almost lose $40 million and keep getting in what perceived to be, you know, trouble, and definitely spend it unnecessarily financially, and even struggling with a chemical dependency. You know? So he calls himself Dark Man X, so you see him as such. You see him from 40 mil all the way to now, how he trying to claim looking like the fool, which is the wisest of the deck. See, he's the dog. He is Sirius, which you call Sirius, who in Kimley says Sebek, Sebek. You build temples called the Temple of Offset, Temple of Ox, Temple of Isis to the star Sirius and Kemet. Oh, yeah. You did that. That beautiful culture you so love and changed your name to, you built temples to the stars. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Black power. That's right. These pyramids are the oldest on the earth. That's right. They're in the center of the earth. That's right. Yeah, they pointing at Orion. That's right. But for what? I don't know. That's my question. What are they pointing at Orion for? Just to point at Orion? Do it do something with Orion? If it do something with Orion, what is it doing? That's the question. See? So Dark Man X is just taking on his cosmic signature, but he's from the black hole. That's Mama Universe. That's that black feminine energy. No pun intended. Talking about the darkness of space, which is always going to manifest some form physically. So it is what it is. So that darkness is created, so DMX is actually a walking black hole on the earth. So as they're studying the black hole in space, the black hole in space is actually being created by people who are black holes. See? That man ain't calling himself for that for no reason. It's in his cosmic makeup. Because you'll soon find out everything you do is in your cosmic makeup. Everything. So the elders talk about, come on, man, especially those of you from the Midwest, Atomic Dog, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, P-Funk, coming to the stage with motherships. Bambaataa in the east. Spaceships in the Midwest. South always been rowdy and about it because the physical fight is there. West Coast get in. Shit. Oakland was popping so hard with consciousness, dope had to hit the streets. How do you counter something like that? Because people still smoking the same dope. Well, you got to understand that dope is Neptunian. It's a drug. It's a state of consciousness. It's actually when we say it is now legal, it helps you all this time. Hey, everybody should be putting in a class action or you won't back pay on marijuana. Straight up. Man, nigga been smoking. And now it's legal? Nah. All that money we spent, we want it back. That's foolish. Standing up for anything today seems foolish. Many of us, many people, actually go through distancing ourselves from our own blood family when you come in contact with information that is foreign to their psychology. It's a real phenomenon. How you deal with that? How you settle that? You got to look at the map, folks. I'll tell you something about black consciousness. When you really look, and some excellent magazines to look and extract the intelligence of the creator. You look at the Don Diva magazine. You start looking at the source. And understand that era. And what that came from. The fight has been a very physical fight. And it just hasn't been. And on our watch right now, shit, what must be done? Is Hurricane Katrina not enough? That you created with your mind? Trayvon Martin not enough? Nah, because it didn't happen to you personally. So which tells you if anything do happen to you, nobody gives a fuck. Just keep it 100. And us in consciousness, don't even have, for the collective of people, rightfully so, everyone included, including myself, haven't established at least a physical institution that are solving the issues of the people. Let me be clear on that. And I'm not saying that nobody's not getting issues taken care of. I'm not saying that. But if we all were, you wouldn't be fighting. Because you wouldn't be in the position to have to figure out shit. Why can't you live? Tell you why. Because you're going to go to work. Somehow, some way. Better find out how you're going to do what you love to do. But when you figure that out too, you got to do it even harder. Because it's your creation. I ain't forget about Resolution 444. The Creator has not forgot about Resolution 444. That was the initial wave of consciousness that holds petitions from the people, signatures from the people that represent consciousness. I don't care if it was three people on there. It's three people who agree and has taken the initiative to show that we agree. So all the lectures you go to mention that at the top as the opening. There's a proposal, a resolution on the table in cyber world and spirit world that demands some action. I mean, we keep on playing chess, but you need to play stars. You cats playing games in four squares. We thinking 5, 6, 7, 12 and beyond. We go 360, we go 180s. We go 72, we go 60. We know what 15, we know what 30 is. We know what the 5 degree of space we need. Some use 8, and then we can go to 10. I need to know the quadrants. I need to know the whole wheel by a fourth. I need to go to a third now. And we playing chess. And that's good. But if you ain't got no visor next to you who can interpret dreams and read stars, you ain't gonna never win. Look at Haiti. Haiti is the only possible model that you can use and study as a way of success. If it's coming to a physical battle. But no, you keep on giving me everybody else. Everybody and their mama. And that's cool. Because you have to do those things. But some of those things you got to do after the fact you got your ass up, went outside and kicked some ass. That's Aries. That's the first rule of the day. Get up. Let's go. Y'all better go research something called wartime and study wartime acts when they start changing the time on you. You call it daylight savings time, my ass. That's called, that happened, they call that the wartime act. It was at war. Daylight savings time comes from United States being at war and needed to conserve X amount of hours here on a physical grid while they fighting somewhere else. That raises an interesting question. You overseas fighting. Why the hell I got to turn the lights out? We ain't over here using my gas, my electricity, my water. You overseas fighting. I got to turn the lights out early. Ain't that a bitch? Like, y'all get offended by people telling you, hey, man, change your clock back. But, of course, it syncs with time. Well, who's controlling time? You are controlling time. You are controlling time. So back to Dark Man X is there. When you're looking at the dog, you're looking at Sirius. Now you're going into what? You're going into your... You're going to the source of light. You're going to the central sun. You're going to the place where Western society still don't know how the Dogon culture knows the exactitude of it. It's 50-year rotation. And we're able to know two invisible stars that you can't see are right near it, what they would call Sirius B and C. Then you build temples to the star. And we left you monuments pointing to the stars. All I'm saying for my conscious brothers, polite, who I love to death because he's brilliant, he's young, he's sharp, don't let up. Show and prove his work. Take all the criticism that comes with it. Some of it could be rightfully, justly due. Many of it is not. The Ali great Muhammad is a giant. We got
Omar Abdullah Johnson, a giant. Brother Seti, a giant. Brother Ankh, a giant. Got many giants. Bobby Hemmick, giants. Everybody popping at today, giants. What are we going to do with this? What? You going to be lecturing for fucking 20 more years? Save me the trouble. God, get me now. Come, motherfucking pull the mothership down. Beam me up. Shit. You got to be kidding me. I remember when there was talks about a bank. It never happened. That was some real, that's some real talk if it can be done. And when it was being promoted as such, it could be done. Like you don't know this will. Aries, get up and fight. Then move to Taurus. Okay, this is money. Need money to fight, brother. Shut up. Fight. How you need money to fight? You going to say, hey, man, can I get 15 cents off you? What you saying? Like, I need $100 so I can go over here and fight, man. Absolutely, when you fighting, you fucking marching. Time don't exist. It's called double time. Double time, march. Time changes when you're in the military, man. We know that. Double time. Giants from the stars. Pyramid pointing at the damn stars. Mound pointing at the damn stars. People walking around wanting to be a superstar. And all around like, come on. What you think you're supposed to do with them? Resolution 444, the numbers. Resolution444.com. Can we show some accountability? Do we have what it takes to really build a nation? Within the nation. Is it your nation? What do you do with it? Is it going to dissolve? You going to dissolve it peacefully? Will it be a war? Will some natural event happen? And it just can't function no more? And then nobody eats, and then hunger kicks in, and then people are getting rowdy. They take over. They got to figure out how to do international trade, who to call. But you can't see that far. So what does it look like then? What do the end game look like? Because to keep going to lectures to a large extent, is a waste of time if you're not applying the information. So Taurus is next in the wheel, finances. Third house, communications, travel. Okay, now you got your money. Now you can travel and establish lines of communication. Okay, what's next? The home life. How do you establish money and communication before your home life? I don't know. That's the psychology of the creator. Let's figure that out together. Although you live in a home, I need you to go fight, make some money, and learn how to communicate. Communicate that to who? Back home, nigga. You know she mad because you gone. And vice versa, you mad because she gone. Communicate back home. Come on, man. We got to look at this for what it is, man. I'm saying, man. Man, you know the sacrifices to the, you know, let's talk about our own sacrifices. I've seen, and we have all seen via technology,
how a lot of us, the brothers who lecture, have went through our own personal turmoils. And happily can say, you successfully worked them out, but some of them, it appears like it could be a failure. Comes back to be truth and stands the test of time. But then within times, you got cycles, and some are short and some are long. So then what is it about then? As we try to establish information, trying to open up our businesses, which are great, you can never lose fact of the first law of Mars and Aries. Can't do that. See, say what you want to about the Nation of Islam. See, you, this is what I be talking about, right? What if you can't criticize Farrakhan because you haven't even established anything yourself to mirror Farrakhan, right? And the ones who have, and I can respectfully say ISIS, say, well, you know what? I got a problem with that. Everybody y'all support. That's the real life consciousness that we got to, what are we pushing it for? What are we supporting consciousness for? So our lives can become better. Why must it become better? Because for some reason we're not satisfied because we're pushing for something. I got a goal. Make me $10 million. I ain't saying you're not supposed to have that. You're supposed to have luxury. That's why you're supposed to have friends in all walks of life. You're supposed to have all of that. How do you do it from your position? So when you look at this chessboard, you see a triangle offense being ran. United States government is running the triangle offense on niggas' ass and slam dunking on niggas all day long. They run in a celestial triangle from Regulus to Spica, from Spica to Arcturus, from Arcturus back down to Regulus. Big shout out to Ali Muhammad dealing with that Benjamin Banneker information for putting that out there. And when you go research it, it checks out to be true. Definitely known before Ali. I'm just saying thank you because that's how it came into my awareness. Because there's nothing new under the sun. Besides, when you discover how to create a new experience that you haven't experienced yet, then is it new? So they run in the celestial triangle that you will see as the executive branch that enforces the law, the legislative branch which makes or writes the law, and then you have the judicial branch that say we will adjudicate and judge over conflicts of interest, right? People who got a conflict of interest, we will adjudicate over that. We would be like the spiritual advisors of the laws that these people write and the laws that you have to enforce. But that ain't nothing but what we got in the conscious community. When you got Brother Fetty, you got Brother Umar. You got RBG. We just got folks, period. Period. See, let me be clear, man. Let me be clear. I ain't harping on the fact that my granny picked cotton in the cotton fields of Tennessee. I don't tell that story. I'm not ashamed of that story. But I know it's a real reality. That's real. And you can just look up today and see Trayvon Martin's killer walk away and get an invite. And then you yourself as the White House has to issue a petition, which they did, to stop the Zimmerman DMX fight. What's the triangle offense? We got that. We got that. And everybody is doing well because you do it for the Creator has allowed us to have the voice of the people that support our lifestyles. That's why I'm so thankful for y'all. I love y'all. Even if we had disagreement, you know that we really built, and you know that if anything, we know we need to look at ourselves. We know that because it's your experience and you're responsible for your experience. And none of us go to experiences with the idea of this ain't going to work when you meet somebody new and y'all vibing. Are you purposely, you know, come on, man. Like I said, we flanked up in our own lectures. Ain't went to Harvard, ain't went to Yale, ain't been on Donahue. We haven't even matched the past, the Dr. Vins, the ones, the Khalid Muhammad's, the ones that actually got on television with a white opposing force. And let me be clear, you don't have to always be white, because what I said earlier, listen, you got to be able to identify spirit. But you have to look at physical first, because there's a science into understanding a person's spirit. So let me take it back, man. I'm everywhere. But I'm in the future. Anything. I'm in the future, and that's what I'm saying. If you can't tell me the future, why should I listen to you? That's the question. That's not to be arrogant, because I'm saying, come on, man. What? I have to listen when coach tells me about a Tai Chi move. So I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, let's look at the chessboard for what it is, man. And let me just paint a picture. Let me just paint this picture and just speak from the heart, from the Creator, man. We have an opponent. Humanity has an opponent. You just have people who are not pro-life, poor industrial habits, unfair laws, people who go to war and come home to nothing, no home, in the street, at the byway with a sign, asking for food. I'm a vet with one arm. And you have a sign that says no loitering. Is that necessarily a bad thing? Maybe not. You're a soldier. And if you ain't all fighting, why are you right here? Needs to be somewhere in the mix, facilitating whether mentally or physically. So, I ain't got nothing for you. Maybe that's the model. If so, I understand it. We are making tremendous progress. But progress is only dictated upon the choices we consciously agree, obviously, to make.
You look at that triangle offense, and let's add a fourth component to it. United States Navy Observatory, where they observe time. They study astronomy. They get it in. Dan Flander and going in on dark holes and the missing planet hypothesis. So it was a planet and it blew up. Really? If it did people do it? Oh, yeah, sure. Some talk about that. Okay. How the hell did that happen? Man, we galactic, man. You on Earth right now in the darkness of space, hurling through space in an eastward motion right now. So everything that you see, although it appears to stand still, ain't that a wonderful thing, God? We're moving, but it appears to stand still as if it's moving, because I can't even feel myself moving in this reality, but I know we're moving. Wow. And it looks like the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, but you're telling me it don't, because the earth is actually spinning in an eastward motion, and it's true. But for my reality, I see it a totally different way. So y'all know, we don't know what we're looking at. Because even in the human body, your left side is controlled by your right brain, and vice versa. So it's like your eyes or your body crisscross before you have the experience. You're wired to be in a crisscross position. Why not straight? Why crisscross? Why put my right brain controlling left side? Oh, balance. Oh, I get it. Now, what is that? Add the fourth dimension, time, and you just look at this. You see, the Vice President of the United States of America, who is the second highest person in charge of the country, lives at the United States Navy Observatory, where they study time. That's a fact. And that's what I'm saying to the community. That's what I'm saying to you. I am saying, as my brothers in council on Resolution 444, time. Everything has to happen on time. Don't tell me that time don't trump everything in consciousness. Because everything you do is by someone else's scheduled time or by your scheduled time. Every single thing you do. When it's of, let's say, importance. So then if you can't forecast time and you don't know what's going to happen in the future because that's not what you do, then can you be the one say, this is where we need to go, where in truth, you don't know where we're going because you don't know tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow brings. But there are people who do because we study time. We are watchers for the Most High. So this is why the United States Navy Observatory, who watch stars, they then do send their data, all the star information, the Earth's parameters, distance, how fast it's spinning, how cold it's going to be, what's going on with this one star, it died out. They send astro data to the Department of Defense. I got to call a timeout because the Department of Defense is the executive branch of government, because it fights and enforces. That is the black power side. Anybody that's not a lawmaker and anybody that's just a soldier. Okay? So when you go to war, because that's what departments of defense do, when they go to war, you must have to understand time. Obviously. And you will look and you will see
I want y'all to do y'all roster, as my man say. Roster the USNO, United States Navy Observatory. So, yeah, they feed data to the Department of Defense because, as Wikipedia says, they have to know PUNT. Not Kemet, but that is Kemet, because remember, Kemet, or Ethiopia, PUNT, right? So PNT, which means position, navigation, and timing. So the war machine gets data, astro data, for PNT, position, where I'm going to be located, navigation, how to get there and maneuver and execute the target, timing, and what time I'm going to do the performance. So, if you could envision, I love the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the European ones for the United States government. I love them. You know why? Because they got the heart to say, I am a proud American soldier. And I fight for liberty and justice for all. And once that law has been violated and we get the command, we start strategizing on how we're going to execute and remove the issue. And it consists of the top persons of each military organization. Now, this person, the chief of chiefs, calling that, the chief of chiefs is the chief and highest ranking military official, but he is not the highest ranking war general in the sense where he can go into any war campaign and take rank. He's more on the advisor level with it, and he's the highest ranking. You can't even go into wartime until a general sit down, I got this, without being in proper rank. So something about organization, which makes perfect sense, got to be organized. But an intelligence that sits and talk amongst each other and actually do strategy. Got you playing defense because we're trying to figure out a problem. Got problems in the land. Laws ain't right. Let's just say it. That's the problem. The problem in the land is everybody knows the law is not right. It is not morally correct. Well, none of them, no politician will say, can honestly say, all the laws in history of the United States have been morally correct. Can't say that. You can't say that. And you can't say that the government don't have a history of pulling a race card and focusing on specific groups of people who look a certain way. That's a fact. And Laura said, you must be born of one of them because you now have an oppressor, an adversary to fight. The Most High said, there's always been wars between men. This culture prayed to me, and I intervened. Because everybody got a concept of God. And it appears to me I get the most sincerest cries when people only are in a dire situation, their emotions are real charged up. They come to me then.
So maybe I need to, as the prime minister say, fight their nervous system. Hit them with the flashing lights. Hit them with stress. It's real. We're talking about relaxation and chakras, and a lot of people, we have to practice this in the concrete jungle and find a little space within the metropolis to where the energy is with nature. Cities ain't nothing but squares, man. Square mileage. It's a square. It's a box. You are a god beaming yourself down here from a ray of light. You think we were studying ray, ra? What you think we were studying this for? We need a cosmic agenda. Show me the end game. Tell me something. Come on, man. Can't be letting our elders get up there and they do their thing. And when they get sick, there's no resources to ensure that that don't happen. And we wait for that situation to happen, and then we create a fund, and then we show our support and love, which is there and brilliant, which shows you you got it. You got it. You finally tap into love. You niggas in the conscious community finally caught on to love when Bobby went with the angels. But it was shocking to your consciousness. That love got to unfold. Because we all do it for the love. You got to do it for the love anytime that you're willing to be a voice today when you know the history of assassination. What is driving you to say, you know what, but I'm still going to speak this truth because I know it's the truth and this can help you because we can actually prove that this helped you, and it does. So Polite teaches people time stairs. Ali Muhammad show you how you can become a minister when you're into that spiritual light. And how to have an actual business structured the correct way. Mortgage fraud being exposed. Setting. The youth. The fire. The rawness. That straight up raw, uncut truth. All of these are elements from the Creator. Damn, I got to pull y'all niggas sign and put you in cosmic play. Y'all want to play cosmic ball? Holler at the coach. Shit. My astrology coach. I'm macking. Ain't what you think, though. But it is that, too. It's my astrology coach. This is real. The wheel is... That, man, listen. There's nothing but Zodiac in Washington, D.C. You see the Tekken pointing to the heavens, showed you the celestial triangle. So if it's about that, all right, Seti, you at Capricorn position, Ali at the Swift Gemini, Polite at the Leo, Umar at the Leo. I got the Pills, I got Rashida Scorpio, I got Rob, cool, I got him at Scorpio, okay, we 8th house deep. You got witches with the 8th house energy? Come on. Let's play ball. Huh? Because the stars is telling us what? We got to make it rain. I make you grab an umbrella. Okay. You don't want to make it rain. Are we going to believe that only white-looking Native Americans could make it rain? Come on. We talk all this Mother Earth shit. Mother Earth is floating within space. And she's affected by cosmic rays.
If you don't know cosmic rays, then you then what? The earth is out of balance. That's why I got to wobble. The earth wobbles because it's out of balance, clearly. Are you the gods of the time that can come and perfect the circle? Hmm? Are we really gods? Because show me what your God have done. Show us a sign from your God from this point forward. And let it be known that I'm asking for this as a sign from God. And let's see if it manifests. Show a sign. God like opening up seals. Crack these seven seals. Crack your seven chakras. And come into a consciousness of knowing God. Because when you know God, you know what's going to happen tomorrow. The priest of God. Because we all know God. So leadership has to know what God's plan is. And this ain't no theory or reading the Bible. No, I'm going to show you prophecy from our lives, us in consciousness. God is prophesying about us. Specifically, cosmic agenda. Come on. 2014, 14 pieces of Asar. Asar is resurrected. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to prove that. You resurrected now? You standing back up? All the pieces back together? Because something happened. You got shattered. You can see the light now? Because usually when you get up, you're a little dizzy. Can't see the light. Spinning. And that's good because you're spinning on the earth. Cosmic agenda, y'all. Show me a thriving community. Can that be built? If it can't be built because it ain't time for that and it just can't be done for whatever reason. Okay, this what is this going to look like 3 years from now? Bump that. Let's just be real. When Obama get out of office. Be real about it. What comes next? Are you going to sit and wait? Are you going to support that and live your life morally and build the way the laws are put there for you to build? Absolutely. Create from within. And all the brothers have done so. We all here have done so. What's next? Come on, man. We're going to keep talking about movies until, what, 2020? Come on, man. Come on. What's next? Because the people, you the people, you need a day. You need a day when you ask all the damn questions. You ask all the questions and present the ideas. Leaders are always supposed to work for the people. Here to serve you, to serve. Here to serve you.
So that's really it, in a sense, man. I hope I don't offend nobody. Surely that wasn't my intent. That's not my intent. I'm saying we have to push the envelope of consciousness. Let's have real talk, real conversation about time and organization and what to do. All courageous, like I said, coming from a history. Coming from a certain history. And since that history don't show itself like that, that history has somehow, that current, has put Obama in office and has put Eric Holder in office. The attorney general who said the United States is a nation of cowards when it comes to race relations. I'm just relaying what the general, Eric, which means king, okay? I'm just relaying what the General King said. Name is General King Holder. Eric's King, all right? He said the United States of America are a bunch of cowards when it comes to dealing with race relations. That's what he said. He's an Aquarius. Okay, so we in the Aquarian age. You get your first black president, and the first thing he do is like, listen, the main person that's in charge of the prison system, because to go to prison, there had to be a prosecutor involved. And if a prosecutor is involved in the United States, then they're doing it within federal territory. If they're doing it in federal territory, that means that Eric Holder is, he is what he is. He's the attorney general. So he can come in and tell everybody to have a seat. So you get a Leo Obama, the Sphinx. We give you a cosmic reminder of your greatness. 2012 gets reelected. We'll give you a president, a black president. In 2012, to correspond to your big head OMET calendar, right? That's how we'll bait them. We will give them a black president at the same time the Mayans and OMECs were building this calendar that said that, you know, from these magnificent pyramids that we don't even know what the hell they're pointing to, but they said in 2012 there's going to be a new wave of energy and people will be enlightened. So we need to counter that force, too, and put a black president in office to put them to sleep. Although their emotions in 2012 are going to be excited. They're going to have an emotional charge to the cosmos when 2012 come in because you already charged it when he got elected before that. He had an emotional charge. So Leo took his post like the lion is here. Because, damn, you got lessons from the Nation of Islam. And big shout out to Philip Muhammad, man. Lions out the cage. It's real talk. It's God talk. It's star talk. Supposed to be hitting these stars and calling upon the ancestors to come down. So Obama's there. Leo, stand up. You got your Sphinx. You got your Detroit Lions. But damn, if you got the Detroit Lion, then you got Fetty. So cool. Detroit now used to be Temple number one, or still is. The economy is shot dead. Right? Property mad cheap. But that's what Resolution 444 is talking about. Going to Detroit now. Fetty a soldier. The streets love him. So since Detroit's so cheap and Polite know how to do real estate, I'm thinking Polite going to go to Detroit. Ali Muhammad going to go to Detroit. And they're going to figure out the logistics on how to acquire this land because that's what they do. And establish what is best for the community, those of us who want to participate. And to facilitate in this process since the property is cheap, And by the way, big shout out to the Ram. They have a property already there, waiting for brothers to come and say, you know what? We got this. And I'm willing to learn while I'm here. I'm willing to learn how to build houses. So it's a four-bedroom unit already. So he's a soldier. Got a house for you, soldier. Hey, man, that's what they used to do. That's Motown, right? Mo, that's Motown. Mommy, right? Showtown. The Diana Ross, the moon goddess, moon goddess Ross. And the Attorney General in Aquarius, which represents the age, right? Come on. Come on. Come on. Something else going on here. The glory is in the Creator. The glory is in the Creator. I'm going to stop rambling, man. I know y'all get it, and I love y'all for that. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. DMX on that. DMX is serious. The dog star, the atomic dog, the black hole born right there by the black hole. That was the Creator sending the force down from NY. It's the NY consciousness. Big shout out to everybody from NY. You think your African ancestors is going to tell you that you're from the dog star? And when something like this happened, you know that's not the dog trying to get him? Come on, man. We emotionally charged and not in the right way. Because guess what? The name of the promoter, his name is Damon. And you may think Damon, whatever that may mean to you. Or Daemon, which may not even be evil at all, but something that you can control and program with consciousness to carry out your will. So now we got a Damon that was bringing George Zimmerman to the celebrity fight with a dog. So now you're really telling me God sent a demon to go get George Zimmerman to bring him in the ring with the black hole. Come on, how do you escape a black hole? Remember, nothing escapes a black hole. But see, there's nothing more than that Anubis energy. That's ample. DMX is Anubis all day. He's ample. So this is a story about the dog. So it's going to take one to tell you what it is. Because it's an initiation of consciousness. And who is the gatekeeper? When you knock on the door to the mystery school, you're going to get a shock. The level of your consciousness will tell you the severity of the shock. We all heartbeats. We all brain waves. We all shock waves. Come on. God has made you from a beautiful star light. Beautiful star light that defines you and have you flowing in life. We just got to understand that life consists of that very first principle. You want to get into the zodiac and all this science, man. Why we only teach it once a year? Because you got to activate your starlight. And how do you do that collectively when you don't even know the first principle of it? Like, we don't know the first principle. We don't know. Why you think in 2012 when it came in, Uranus was in Aries? If Uranus rules the Aquarian age, then you got to look at his position to tell you what the Aquarian age is about. And he was up in fiery-ass Aries. which I say is an exaltation. Like I said, last time Uranus was in Aries, early 30s, late 20s, the money changed. The gold went bye-bye, and the green dollars came, and Uranus wasn't even in Taurus yet. He was in late Aries when that happened. But Uranus is in Aries right now. So if that event repeats itself, please tell me what are we going to do. Please. Because I've seen somebody on Facebook post a picture of somebody in Atlanta. It wasn't no food on the shelf. All the milk and all the eggs gone. Could have been photoshopped, but hey, that event happened. What are we going to do with money change? Because according to the cosmic rhythm, I'm telling you, that happened. And events repeat themselves when planets are in the same space where the event originated from. So you're leaving imprints in space. I told you a cosmic space body. Got to study space. And this is why when you look at the chessboard, United States Navy Observatory feeds the War Department. You got to know stars. And that has to be the first order of the day in the sense of the conversation we need to have on Resolution 444. So that's it, man. Prime Minister, you there? Sorry, I was babbling on, man. But, you know, if anybody got any questions, too, man, if you got a question, press one. You know? You got to watch our emotions. Because God's showing you from the source the series. And we like, nah, God, no. Nah, we actually being rebellious to the Creator. You can be outraged about a little girl getting killed, and the mama ain't outraged, and she's saying, man, listen, this shit wouldn't have happened if society had its shit straight. And that's the truth.
What it is, man, we are all witnesses. That's the bottom line. We are all witnesses. And if you have a witness in a trial who is not going to give a truthful testimony, they witness and they decide that they're going to be in denial or tell a lie, then they will be held in contempt and they will be charged for presenting false information to the court. So we cannot deny what we're witnessing in these days and times, man. We cannot deny it. We have to be truthful witnesses and be able to get on the stand and tell it like it is. That's what we're doing. So with that, man, I'm going to conclude. And all I got to say is the next time we call for an activation in the Trayvon Martin situation, everybody need to be on deck, hands on deck. But that's what time it is, man. And I guess you could take some calls, Noble Man. I'ma sit back and chill.
They say, indeed. Anybody got any questions, press one. Build on Deuteronomy 19:15. A single witness may not validate against a person any guilt or blame for any offense that may be committed. The case can be valid only on the testimony of two witnesses or more. There ain't even no conversation if you ain't got two. But you got two amongst your missed today. Press one. If you got a question, we're going over to the 215-549.
Hey, guys. It's Linus, Maryland.
Hey,
what's
happening?
Everything is happening, and it's I want to give honor to Steve Coakley because he told us to do things in bad weather. We are there. We are in the action phase of everything. All of what you said tonight is so key, but we have to bring all of the pieces together. And those 14, there could be more than 14 pieces, but especially those 14 pieces. It's not just the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, but it can be shoot 'em up, bang, bang in so many different ways, the spiritual way. Bobby said, trust the dumb shit, okay? But now he would say to you, come on, love all of that. It's about the love. So the love encompasses a fire that has everything. So everybody's got to get some fire up underneath their asses, but in a way that is all-encompassing. We got to do this, that, and the other, but we have to go to that thing outside, which is inside of us, and bring it out and finish, do this. Everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. It has to crumble. It's everything is being shut down. The boy, Sherman, she, her, man, he had the headband that said, shut it down, shut down. Mm-hmm. Doesn't everybody get it? This is over with. We have the ability and we will put all of those things together and formulate this new second earth, this new wonderful place. But, yes, things have to get ugly and nasty and we got to win and we got to punch somebody out. But you punch them with the good stuff, the best stuff. Our best stuff right now is going back and doing those spiritual things that we know are right and mixing our own shit with it to make it better and better. And it's in the mental, the spiritual, the physical, and our soul's fully spiritual self. So, you know, we got to do these things with love. And I hear you. That's why one of the reasons why I wanted to sit down with both of you about the 44, because I see it came to fruition, but it doesn't mean it has to end, because nothing is going to end except the negative, and we're going to make it positive. So I want to know when we're going to all get together, because us feminine women, we're ready to go. We are ready to go. I think that some of the guys were thinking one-sidedly, but that's okay, too, because if they're one-sided on one particular subject matter and we all got all the subject matters necessary to come together and go forward, that's okay. But if they're being stubborn and not listening, then that's another thing. And sometimes you got to cut off your arm to keep going. You know what I mean? I don't mean any disrespect or anything like that. I'm saying now's the time. All the cards got to be on the table, and we got to go because there's this spot up there that needs to be this or that. Do they understand that Detroit and all of Michigan is going to be the real capital of this whole new entire so-called country? If they don't, they need to get up and become spiritual and understand that that's what it's going to be. And I wasn't supposed to say that yet, but I was supposed to say it because it came out, so they said it's okay to say. But we got to work for it.
That's right.
And I don't want to hog it, but that's where I'm coming from. And I thank you again.
You're very welcome. I thank you, Lioness. Definitely do. Anybody want to press one, press one. It's a Lioness, a Leo, to come in and set the record straight and add on, you know. And that's where we at, man. That's where we at, man. Anybody, any questions, comments, any concerns, man, press one. I'm telling you, God keeps showing up in these stories. God keeps showing up. We didn't even get into the correspondence tonight. I was supposed to, but I think y'all got that. And the Prime Minister told you where to go to get it. Your star beam. God exists. It's rays of light, and you call upon the rays of light. Come on now. Don't get this far now and start jumping out. You get a king to say, I've been to the mountaintop. Okay. From Stone Mountain. He named the mountaintop. Then you go there and it's cloudy. And the prime minister
with his sinister mind. Says, everybody put on a lion mask. Everybody put on a lion mask. But no, spiritual theatrics and paying respect to the Creator, because you saw what happened. The cloud disappeared, and then April the 7th, the Prime Minister do a radio show, Stone Mountain, we've been to the mountaintop, and 2 hours after get off the radio show, there's an earthquake in Lincolnton, Georgia, on the 33rd parallel, just east, because Stone Mountain is 33rd, just east of Stone Mountain, but it was Lincolnton, not even made in Lincoln for Lincoln, and Lincolnton ain't even for Abe Lincoln, but your consciousness will see Lincoln, know who Lincoln is and what he represents to your consciousness. Me and the Prime Minister say he's the only one that you can say, you know what, he got a plus. No matter what the psychology or what happened after the fact, he still took a bullet and died for your black ass. Where did that thought come from to occupy him? Where is that thought? That's what we got to get to. You see? So, any questions? Anybody? I know y'all folks ain't. Like, what happened? Did that put people to sleep or something? What happened, Jew? Did I put them to sleep? Was I born? Shit went over their head. Ain't this many people sitting here and fell asleep on me. I can't believe that.
Oh, man. It just be like that sometimes.
I see it all the time with us. Like, what is this ain't no dictatorship, man. Seriously. Thank you. We go to the 770-639. Saturday.
Yo, peace. What's going on?
Man, what up? What's the word?
Yeah, I'm still out here with Bella, man.
Hey, man, I'm about to stand to the south and put my Haru chain, put that falcon towards you right now. What's good?
Yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah, I've been chilling out. I got to let go today from this little spot today, man. It's almost like ridiculous how this stuff goes down. Anytime you try to, you know, I'm an advocate of, you know, trying to work with the system. Now, you can't just drop these jokers off. You still got to participate. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you drop them off, people will die. But go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me, yeah, don't work for these white motherfuckers. Don't do that. You know, I'm contracting with them. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, my contract got canceled today. Because I was standing up.
Coming.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's all because I was standing up for something that I knew was right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this joker that got pissed off because I didn't tell him the right thing, and he couldn't accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me plenty of things I was right and I accepted, and I kept on going. That's how gentlemen do business. You know what I'm saying? They disagree, and then they agree and move on. This
right.
joker, man. Anytime a brother try to stand up for something, Drew put it on the head early today. Right when he was talking about that girly man. I ain't no girly man. I ain't be no girly man. I'm not even about to stoop down to that level to be acting like no girly man, and I'm not like that. You know, you didn't hire me to come in here to be no girly man. You know, but so. I just put that out there, but yeah, the call today touched me in a whole lot of ways, like it always do. And I got plenty of messages about it today. It just let me know I need to go ahead on and keep on working and keep doing what I do, man. I keep working it. But my question is though, I want more on how to put some of this stuff in practice. I know you can't get like no instant like coffee reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like drop the tea bag in and get some action, but man.
What type of action?
Any kind, man. Just moving on things, moving on projects, moving on. I ain't gonna say so much moving on people, but moving people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Moving to make action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's.
What do it look like in your mind's eye?
What's that?
What do it look like in your mind's eye?
I like to see people do more things collectively, you know, instead of all this one-sided and stuff, man. You got one champion over here doing something. You got another champion over here doing something. They all fighting for the same stuff, but they a lot of times they don't always work together, or you know, them egos get in the way. Mm-hmm.
And if that were to come, let's talk in terms that they got it together. What would you like to see? What is that that's together? Or what is it physically that you would like to see?
Oh, well, I really would like to see us start building some of our own business, man, so we don't have to even be dealing with this stuff, man. We can start raising and maturing our own men to run business and do things. So we don't even have to get involved with these jokers as much as we do. Or when we do get involved with them, we're in a more better stand-up position.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see it. I can kind of see where it can happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it just has to be more collective. You know, just me, this one dude mm-hmm. just doing that. It take about mm-hmm. five or six of me, you know what I'm saying, to come in and do the same thing before they just realize, oh, damn, the only dude that's available is this manly man.
Right.
Ain't no girly man around here available. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just got to learn how to work with that and then, you know, to achieve what they want. Because, you know, they can't do nothing without us anyway. And the more we know that, the better off we are. They ain't creating shit without no melanin up in it, nothing at all. They're going to have at least one melanated person in the room, period. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I've been in 20 places where I've been the only one. So I done mm-hmm. came in and I seen somebody else the only one in their group. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But when you say businesses, you do have, like, you have Ali, who does some excellent work, continue to do excellent work with ISIS that show people how to open up business as far as being on an aboriginal mindset and doing ecclesiastical work and how to show people through timeshare. Now, you too, if I'm not mistaken, you went through a school of thought and actually have a working knowledge and experience in presenting this information where I think you successfully, if you don't mind me saying, you know how to apply for a job, work a job, and no taxes be taken out of your check, correct?
Yeah. And that's what I try to teach other people,
okay.
man, you know. So
right. There it is.
Yeah.
It ain't
no difference. It's just a little change.
That's
all. It ain't no big deal.
But here's the deal. It's the science. We have to start getting our mechanics together and have a definite idea about what it is that we want to do, man. Like, you got to remember, you live in a world of commerce, a world of finance, man, and we're not going to go retro back into a time where we're trading on a natural resource basis from your next door neighbor to their next door neighbor. It's not going to go back there. So we have to really stay progressive and figure out how we're going to move into the 21st century with our ideas, man, and what we think our business needs to look like. And it's always going to be a sound principle involved where you're going to have to stop what you're doing and really look at a long-term plan that may take 5-10 years to come into full bloom. So if you know whatever type of business you're dealing with contracting, you have to look and see, how do I get my hands on some of this raw material that I'm contracting or whatever I'm using as a resource to contract? And we have to be diligent, man. You know what I mean? It might start off slow. You know, you might have to do a part-time joint to keep the extra change coming in. But we ain't getting nothing overnight, man. Not in that arena. Not the financial game. When we talking freedom, though, and we talking about bringing justice to the planet where our impact can be felt on a level where this whole shit got to shut down and hit the restart and the refresh button, where those ideas that you have can have an opportunity to thrive from the jump, then we cook them with gas and oil. So until that happens, man, you know what I mean, at that level, you're going to have to look at the long-term plan, and every day you wake up, you got to be figuring out, how can I add on to this plan? How can I add on to this goal? You know what I mean? What brothers around me are into the same thing I'm into, where I can have two or three of us sit down in a think tank twice a week, get on the phone, figure out how we pool our resources together and create a business. You know what I mean? So that's my advice on that, man. Really, really looking at it 5-10 years down the line, man.
Right.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I agree with you, and that's actually emotion, man. I know, you know, I know ain't no really quick, fast way to it, but, you know, I at least had to ask the question.
Oh, no, without a doubt, man. Without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate everything that's going on, especially the way you guys hit it, man, especially the way you guys are approaching it. And should I use a lot of that on a daily basis? I was meant to, you know, the way it went down, it was just messing me not to be there anymore anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I already know that. But, you know, the shock is still there, you know.
Right. Yeah, you just got to extract why you had to go through it for your benefit. Like, since that it's a shock, unexpected event, and we're in the Mercury retrograde right now, too, so it's definitely something to really look at. Like, it's an unexpected event. You got to extract it. You have to. It's very important to extract the meaning of it. To the best of your ability, of course, you know, everything is not, you got to find a bug from on my finger. I got to really figure it out. But, hey, you can figure that out. But,
I really believe it was something else waiting. You know what I'm saying? Wade Moore came and tapped me on the shoulder. It was like, hey, it's time for you to come do this right here.
Yeah, know that.
I was like, dang, I was getting checked out like this.
Must be time to do something else, you know.
Absolutely.
Well,
I appreciate y'all, man. Keep it going.
You got it, bro.
All right, bro. By fear. From Atlanta, 33rd, LL Chomping in, man.
Man, look here, Noah. We ain't got no power.
Yeah, man, we're here to rob.
Check out.
I'm a rob, you know. When I get like this, I rob my midnight oil till the wheels fall off. But go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right, man. I get up with you, yo.
Absolutely.
Peace to the callers, man.
Anybody, man. Peace, yo. Anybody, you got any questions? I'm trying not to leave any unturned stones here. You know, this is we're talking about our livelihood. So we have to be as clear as possible. Something that you don't know, you want to ask, anything you want to add on, you got to have. If you ain't got nothing to add on to it. Because brothers out there, brother teaches and show people the way. It is an each one teach one, and what it looks like in totality is all pieces of the wheel working together. That's what we have to understand. And inside of the wheel, we have conflicting energies at times. It's just part of life. The conflict is actually good. The only thing that is this, I told you, for some reason, the Creator wasn't satisfied with sitting in the darkness all by himself. He wanted to share a light with you. Come on. So I'd love to see more. Caller from the 337-251.
Peace, Uncle. This is Naima. I wasn't really trying to get on. Somehow I accidentally pressed one, though. So, I guess I'll share something with you that I just realized. I've been emailing you about my situation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, first of all, I've been working, you know, with that micro energy a lot, and it's been showing up a lot in my reality. Like, I have this situation where I'm trying to expose a cover up concerning, you know, the molestation of my nephew. And it just so happens I have a fraternity sister I'm in the youth fraternity called Sigma Alpha Yoga. I have a fraternity sister named Elisa Morgan, and she works for MBC 33 in Baton Rouge. And, you know, she's working on trying to, and she's interned for Headline CNN, and she's trying to help me get some national attention on this matter. So prayer works, people, and when nothing else does. Like, I'm the position that I'm in, like, it seems as if, you know, all the authorities are on the other side opposite of me. But, you know, I turn to God and things are starting to go in my direction. Because one of the things I did, you know, I'm in the miracle prayer class, and we were working with Michael a couple of weeks ago. One of the things that I wrote on my candle was asking for information to expose my enemies. Exactly 7 days later, you know, my nephew dropped a bombshell on us, and I'm oh, and like, come this Thursday, I'm going to release some information that's going to lock this town. And I'm doing it all because of a prayer. That's all that issue with all of this. You know, just me going in and just saying those prayers and just, you know, really asking the angel for help. You know, they're going to help you. All you got to do is just ask them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the spirit press one. That's why you press one. That's real. You're doing. You are a bright battery, you know, and you know your magnetic influence is large. How it relates to chain of events, and your personal response to the energy of light and sacred geometry. You're bright and you know, and once you tap into that field, that source has shown you that it is real, and they took a step towards you because you took a step towards them. Never abandon that, because we all going to have, we're going to have some ups and downs, you know, we're going to have some ups and downs. And what we're trying to do is keep it at a place where we can enjoy life and not experience so many damn downs. Who want to be down? A fool, the rabbis say, a fool don't go into a marriage, you know, wanting to, you know, oh, I want a divorce when you go in. We don't get with people and say, oh, we're going to break up. I think maybe we need to start looking at time cycles. I think that's real. We can talk about the nature of a relationship and how long this relationship may last. What our goal is, because corporations do that, you know, and those are relationships. Those are the business function relationships. And I think if we're more conscious of that, we don't have to, you know, you don't have to not feel and really not have nothing out of the experience, per se, where it was a cycle. We should have understood the cycle and maximized that cycle of togetherness of what we do. So, anyway, you know, they're real, and you know they're real. You know, so stay on, Naima, because they respond to you, because they love you, and you love them. So, you know, miracle prayer. That's why I told people about the class and wasn't about. It's not you got to do some work. This ain't no online type of thing, and we're gonna be kicking in. I'm gonna show you all these. No, you have to go put in some work and talk to your creator with that prayer. See why it's a miracle, and see if you can create the miracle. If it don't work, guess what? It's because you really didn't believe in God. You can't put the miracle prayer on Aunt Pooh. Even the greatness that comes from it, and it's meant plenty of that, but that comes from within, and that comes from the Creator. I just had to open up the door. So that comes from within you, Naima, and I always know that. So even if I don't answer, you already know. You know. Because I see you. Trust me, I see you. We all see you. When I say we, how about Mac family? So anybody, press one. Come on, man, let's have a heart-to-heart. I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation.
Can I have some heart-to-heart conversation? Thank you. Don't leave. Look, I ain't sleepy, damn it. Obviously. 609-815, what's up?
Peace, peace, Noble. This is Rocky from Trenton.
Rock, what's up, Captain?
I'm doing well, bro. I came in a little late. I'm not sure if it was covered already, but as regards to what's the name? I think it's what is it, Michael Smart or Marcus Smart?
Yeah.
And two brothers, but I don't really see it as a coincidence as them two brothers having an issue coming out right at the same time. Is there anything more into like the names as far as like you know they got the first and last letters are the same and it's still like SAM is already in that word smart as well too so I'm like maybe it's more of a like y'all already covered it and y'all laid it out extremely clear for like you know anybody could actually see what y'all was saying so I was trying to see did I miss out on something like that.
I'm not really familiar with the smart story that was the prime minister. The real interpretation as well is what you go and find and say what it is. You already see a rhythm. You see a pattern.
Right?
So
right.
Put it all, start putting it together. Start putting it together. I keep putting the masterpieces together. I seen you shining. I seen you shining with the X-Pium.
Trying.
The tree of life. I see you.
Yeah, that was my first portrait, first picture I actually painted. So I'm trying to keep it in my system.
It's going to be severing your system. You created a world. The world, man. But yeah, the prime minister was on that one, man. Whatever you see, those go dream. You gotta dream big, baby. Dream. Bring them dreams down. Let's go dreams. Rocky, you the champ. You go to Philly and run up the Sun Pyramid. You the black belt. You the one that's the FOI around here. Because you black belt certified. You the training. You the Aries. You see the story. Let's go dreams, man. I know you, Rocky.
I actually have a picture of it's not Rocky, but I actually ran into a picture of I ain't run into it. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. I took a picture of the Archangel Michael on a church, and right behind it is a big pyramid, like a big triangle pyramid. And I was like, I ain't come this way. You know, I came this way probably just to see that, and I had
ain't
to
no problem.
Picture of that.
Ain't no problem. No, that's what it happened for. That's what it happened for. When we had those things, we cannot, not that you are, but we have to be amazed by it, but we gotta really understand it. So don't let you know, like, oh, yeah, that's what I came here for anyway. You got really, like, it's action, playtime. The Creator's constantly testing you. So when these things happen, we can't really be puzzled. We got to, like, know what the Creator is sending. You see what I'm saying? So once you know that, you're like, oh, yeah, I came down here. You do that correspondence work. Show and prove that thing, man. Show and prove it. You know? But stay with me, man. Your line is open. We've got a couple more people. 347-247. What's happening?
Number Swami. What's up, big homie?
What's going on
with you? Now that I was just thinking just that this for this year, just like everything that you were building on and talking about, just like this is a universal number 7 year. And like in that, how important our thoughts are and what we focusing on and making those things a reality. So I remember just at the beginning of the year, one of the things that I emphasized to people is that everything is going to get revved up this year. Like, it's magnetic, it's water, it's just, like, coming. Everything is going to be much more lucid. And, like, you got to get ready. Like, this is that year where, like, it's no more just talking about it. It's, like, it's time for action.
Yeah.
It's time for action. And so the call has been made. And I love when y'all do these shows. Like, y'all be getting into it. I'm here.
No, that's the deal, Number Swami. So we're going to get hit with this water. That's what you're telling me? It's going to be wet this year?
It's going to really... If people don't watch out, like, it's going to come. It's going to come. So it's very much like that, kind of like being born again. That's the best way to describe it. That's one way. So water is like the very fabric of life. And we need, just in our elements, like, right, Jupiter is in Cancer right now, then it's going to go into Leo. This sun is going to get fired up. Like, the fire is coming. So right now, the water is getting everybody ready. It's getting everybody ready. It's psychic. It's very psychic. So they have to, you know, people are going to be coming out the darkness. Coming out the darkness, finding, getting, gaining a certain amount of clarity to the things that they're doing. So you're going to see a lot of focus on water issues. That's probably why the Seahawks won, too. They were in a water year. A water number. Things like that. So, and it's time to study, do the research, look within, you know, find where you belong.
Yes, please.
Find where you belong.
And please find where you belong, please. Everybody to their cosmic station. I'm telling you, get you a wheel, man. Get you a wheel. And put Aquarius on the ascendant, just so you can see the age, so you can see the proper geometry of all the other zodiac signs in reference to Aquarius, you know. And then you can understand that sign placement. You understand that house placement when you look at that, because that'll tell you where we all fit in the cosmic scheme of the wheel. So the age that you in gets the ascendant, because that marks the birthing point. That's the time. So that's the time that we're in. I think I need to actually do that. I have to show people the lineup, because people don't know time. And you're not supposed to like that. That's for the priest to know. You know, and we got some things to do with time. But everybody is not supposed to be a timekeeper. It was never like that, man. It's too many great things to build. They got pyramids to build, man. Are you serious? They got things to do. So, you know, just got to get it together, man. You know, I like the physical stuff, man. You know, we do got to get physical in the sense that, you know, we got to make this move on Detroit, man. That thing, Detroit is still open because the ancestors got it open. Oh, man, you mean to tell me all of the rich white folks, the Illuminati, is going to go for a bankrupt city and just leave it there where they could have just easily said, you know what, we're going to do whatever we want to do with it. Like, it's like, nah, city, you on your own, and then we'll try to give y'all a bailout or something. But it's like, damn, the cosmos is screaming, like, hey, over here, remember we made the Wizard of Oz for you to wake up, and remember the scary lion? Well, the scary lion is Detroit. Because it's the Detroit Lions telling yo, stand up. Why y'all got a lion president? Stand up and come here where the lion is. So now you see Philip Muhammad from the Nation of Islam and say, yo, we the lions is out the cage. Like I said, you see Obama. You see this, you know, who's the Sphinx. You know what I'm saying? We see all this symbolism that's on time telling you it's your time. So we got to go up. We got to go up to the D. We got to go up to Detroit. You have to. Because when consciousness was first stamped here, see, one thing you got to, let me be real clear about Master Farah Muhammad. You say what you want to say about him. You can say he white. You can say whatever you want to say about him. But I'm going to tell you one thing you're not going to say about him. And this is what makes him the master of all the masters that we ever seen, that we can relate to. Now, you ain't about to say you know when he died. Where did he die at? What year? And where is his body? That you ain't going to do. Farah was so cold, he dropped the science of the universe, told you how fast thought travels.
gave you the diameter of the universe, said black man and woman is God and there's a devil, and then he disappeared. Man, stop playing.
Stop playing. Father Muhammad was a beast with mysticism. I don't care what he looked like. Because even in the legend, look, the legend is so cold with the nation that they said, okay, a black man had to get with a white one. A group of black men, as scientists, as God, said, you know what? Black folks is being mistreated over there in America, and they sleep. So what we got to do is one of the black guys have to go get a white woman, and you're going to have to put the black gene inside of this white woman. But this woman, and he's going to actually come out to look like the mom, but he's going for the black people. Because he has to be able to slip genetically past the defense of white folks so he can get along with them, but he goes straight to the ghetto in Detroit in a neighborhood called the Black Bottom and start teaching that the black man is God, but yet he's white. Come on, man. When anybody attacked that whole principle, that's so whack to me. Like God is so cold that he said even if he is a white man came and said, hey, you are God, and he's a problem. And majority of every other nation that ain't run by them, you know, geographic-wise, is in agreement with that. Like, you got to keep renewing the debt. Like, people are starving. We got to give the United States a D. Just above failure. Nothing really great. But everything is great in the eyes of the country. That's what I'm saying. So God's so cold he created a white man on you to tell you the truth about yourself and then disappear. Can't even see the beauty in God, the intelligence that even if that was a farce, you still got to look at it like it happened. So why would God do that? So anyway, anybody want to press one? Number Swami got me started talking water and the mystery. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Gotta do tangible stuff, man. Brothers know how to create a trust already. So you create a trust for the community. You gotta name the community. What is it? You can call it conscious community. I already got the name. Need a conscious community trust. Everybody pitch in. See, this is where the nation got you beat, because they get a secretary, a treasurer, and soldiers at the door and run what they believe to be is their truth. And it's their truth. Some people agree with it. The truth, I love when the Kabbalion say all truths are half-truths and all differences can be reconciled. So everything is half-truth and half-lie, basically. There is no 100% truth. And they're going to show you that in the neuron network when you have to pick pictures and remember sequences that you just saw 10 seconds ago and you can't remember the sequence, you don't know what you saw. Remember Simon Says? You be hitting the thing, and then when it get deep on you, you may forget until you learn how to beast out on it. You don't know what you saw. But what you saw is real based off your perception of it. You know? You got to get in cosmic rank, folks. That's all I'm saying. Let's play ball down here. Creator is ready. Been ready. And when y'all gonna get it? Need to create a trust. Toel Love Fund, been running for over 2 years now. This month makes 25 months. Toel Love Fund. People participate from the heart. People's bills get paid for people every month. For 2 years. It can be done. Come on, we can have a conscious fund, conscious community trust fund. We could set up a board of advisors for the trust fund where it has to be at least 3 signatures before the money go anywhere. We know how to do monthly statements, all the monies that came in and all the money goes out and what the balance is. That's simple math. We know how to get proper communication. Come on. That's elementary stuff. Duh. Put your money together.
have people oversee it, and they give you a monthly report. That can be done. So that's what it is. You got to become that lion. Let's see if we are cowards. The Wizard of Oz was saying, what you going to do in this opportunity? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anyway, Namaswami, you my co-host for the night, man. What should we do? Break it down? Everybody tired?
Get it in.
Do you think people got it?
They going to get it one way or another. Cause
they don't get it. They have to have it from this point forward. Mystery.
No.
Certain things are mysteries.
With like everything that you starting with Mac this year, of everything with that brain focus, the bridging of the minds, like a lot of people are gonna wake up this year. They're waking up. You have like created the access point. And I don't know, I've been having some crazy lucid dreams lately. And when I wake up, I'm not sure I remember them, but I'm deeply affected by some of my dreams now. So now I just keep a dream book.
Absolutely.
To kind of check in. Because things feel like real sensitive, real sensitive. So I know I'm being very mindful. You know, and watching the energies that are around me, just in that too, able to discern. You know, you have to be able to discern and pick up, because you know not everyone is for you. A lot of checking on that too. You know, so people gotta get scanned. You know,
yes.
And like all the protection that you have to do. So, I think people need to go back to like just some of the archives of information that you've put on like since July. Start going back. Because you're not going to
transcribe.
Yeah. I'm going to start transcribing some of that stuff. You know how my notes get.
I'm already in the notes. Yeah, that would be great, because the archives are and they all ain't there no more. What we about to embark on, y'all, is just some real stuff. Seriously, man, I stayed away all the way towards the end, because maybe those who dropped off, which is way over half, but we still over 20 deep. I could drug their ass out for purpose. In a sense of getting into, I didn't even get into actual getting out there and the things that take place when you do that and you connect your spirit with this. You know, I'm going to leave it real simple where it's just a fact that the state of Georgia still has a Confederate flag that in their mind, represents racism and a group of people that they got an interest in, and they do it at the estate of making sure black folks and anybody else that's not a European clique will carry out their will. That's their perception of it. I rock the flag because I understand the 13 stars. The star in the middle is actually Earth with 12 stars of the zodiac spinning around it, and you are the X, you are the Osiris, you are the center point reference of it. So I know how to take it and spin it. Take it and spin it so damn good, I go up on Stone Mountain where the KKK did their damn inauguration and banish the cloud. Get out of here. Ain't the first time we done put work on that mountain. Ain't the first time we done been there. Some old stuff in the archives from the Red Pill. So I'm telling you. And let me tell you something about Stone Mountain. It's serious. They go on that mountain and they make letters out of stone. And when I say they, I'm not necessarily talking about government. I'm just talking about a person. And they put a cross
and they put two same sex names, and then they make some a body out of stone. All right, and with emphasis on the stomach, as if it was a woman, that was sacrificed out of stone to spread off the mountain to go into the ether, especially the ionic sphere. And mountain energy overlooks the city. So if you go to a mountain and you do anything, you cast some thoughts up there with the clouds. Literally, you're on a mountain. You know what I'm saying? So you're on a crystal, actually. So you crystallize your thoughts from that particular point, and that energy is permeating, and it takes place in what you call a physical event. You know? It's no different than, you know, I saw something that when Jay-Z did the Lucifer track 666 days later, when he did that 666 days later, it's supposed to be the death of Whitney Houston. You know, I said, that's interesting. If it was, and that ain't bad, if that did happen. But there ain't no such thing as death, man. Stop playing. So since we all say that, why do we view death as a loss? That's not good. You have to celebrate when people die. You know that? You would trap somebody down here with all your damn boo-hooing and stuff. Seriously. You don't want to go? And then the consciousness of the person was probably already scared at death, not knowing what's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You trap somebody down here doing that. Life has to be. It's no such thing as death. Got to learn how to evolve. You're always alive. You're the eternal spirit. So this is a homecoming. This is a celebration. We're going to boost you up out of here. You're supposed to tell your children, if I die, I'm going to knock something off the wall every now and then in your house, and you're going to know that's me. You're supposed to be training to do that, to be conscious of your spirit self when you die, because people die and don't even be conscious that they're dead. To ask yourself what these orbs are that won't leave the graveyard. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So death is godly. Death is godly. Like I said, if Tupac represent Kill Illuminati, and then they got a memorial at Stone Mountain, we cannot say the Illuminati did that and they're ciphering off his energy. No, you have to say, oh, look what God did. He put him right by this crystal. He was Kill Illuminati. We got to go up there with that same principle and resonate. Because the statue of Tupac at Stone Mountain is a golem. How you know Pac's spirit ain't at Stone Mountain? Check. See? That's that graveyard work, though. Yeah, I ain't ready for that, man. Y'all going to make me go get my old school gen of grave diggers. Y'all know about the grave diggers, man. See, that's that eighth house Stella that I got. So that's real, though. Seriously, you got to celebrate that. And you got to celebrate your breakups, too. You definitely got to celebrate that. That's real. You got to consciously let each other go and say, I love you. Hey, I didn't got so soft. Man, I didn't watch Tyler Perry, Good Deeds on Netflix. You ever seen that?
No.
Yeah.
You ever seen it? Man, I ain't going to even lie, man. I ain't going to act like I ain't had three tears. All right? I got Neptune on the six, and Neptune rules my MC, man. So I'm heavily connected to filming and understanding the truth, man. But that was a good movie. That was some nice writing that was done to trigger emotion by him not even playing a woman, being a man who owns a business, who loves the fact that the real coworker who was struggling, she don't have no place. She got kicked out. She got to bring her daughter to work and sneaking her in the janitor's closet, you know. But she challenging, and you're like, you know, you're not even happy for yourself. You're living your father's dream, your mother's dream, you know. And she helped him find himself. And then it was a happy, happy, happy ending afterwards. But she was going through it. Came and took her children with her daughter. Tyler Perry went ahead and made one of the rooms to a little quick little night care, you know. really show some love and compassion. And if I can't cry off that, you know what I mean, goddamn. Because we don't really have that. I'll be seeing that. Because if we had that, we wouldn't even be having this conversation collectively. There ain't no need for all these damn town hall meetings. We're supposed to be gathering.
People need some hugging. People need some hugging. Yeah. They definitely do. Yeah.
We need to be gathering in fun and love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be at the barbecue, offering offerings to the Creator. You ain't got to eat it. Look, bring your air. Just bring your air for those that don't eat. Bring your air, bring your veggie stuff, man. Those who get down with meat, man, do a barbecue. So what, you eat meat? And if you eat pork, just separate and get you an other grill. Do you, man. That's what you do. Do you. Well, I'm not going to love you because you know you ain't only going on the tenets the way I see spirituality. Nah, man, do you. It's all about being, it's all about, man, listen, it's all about making it better. And Bobby said it with chaos. You got to understand, in the Aquarian age, Uranus is chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos. And that dude ain't cool. Like, he only cool when you doing what you supposed to be doing, which means you ain't doing nothing old and stale. If you old and stale, you can forget about it. It's gonna be a sudden shaking. That's why at age 42, you go through that, oh, I'm 40, I'm going through my midlife crisis. Because Uranus is right, exactly opposite of where it was when you were born. Change the game up. It's the age for you to change. You know? So you see all kind of crazy things. You see Sodom and Gomorrah mixing in inside of that. You see, Saturn is a co-ruler of Aquarius, and don't forget it. Do not forget it. The gatekeeper. You can't see, most of us can't see nothing past Saturn as far as planets with the naked eye. The gatekeeper keeps all the planets in check. So he thinks, right? So, yeah, we gotta, you know, man, let's dream big. And let's just do it. Let's get it. Spirit world got our back all day long. I keep showing y'all this. My man go on a radio show. We've been to the mountaintop, and then the earthquake goes off two hours later. Remember, Swami, what we got for the first quarter so far on Portal on the Cosmos, the events that have happened so far?
What we got, I'll tell you right now. So, let's start with the beginning of the year. So, we got the first portal was from January 9th to the 13th, and then the 24th to the 28th. January 11th. We got the world reported the death of former Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon. This date fell on one of the predicted days of the Red Day. Then we had
in which the Red Day says assassination and political death.
Mm-hmm. And those days were from January 9th to the 13th, and that fell on January 11th. Then on January 13th, there was an altercation at the movie theater in Tampa with the shooter of the man with the, the text message. The man was trying to check on his daughter. The dude went outside, and in his car came back. Come to find out, he was a retired cop or something. Talk about he was scared or something, so he thought he needed to go to get his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was on January 13th. Then on January 24th, we had the South Carolina shooting with the football player, and the gunmen were in custody. Then January 25th, Mary J. Blige's father is in critical condition after a stabbing with his ex-girlfriend. She stabbed him in the stomach and then she stabbed him in the neck. And they had
He got caught up in that T-square, something vicious.
And they had previous altercation that I think they have said that earlier in August, either August or October, she took a candlestick and she hit dude over the head with it. Mm. So they had previous violent things going on. That same day,
right.
Like, and this was another red day, the January 25th, you had the mall shooting that was in Maryland mm-hmm. where three people died and people were trying to get out of that. It was just, like, insane.
Right.
Then we have Peyton Manning's death, January 16th, which was 48 hours after the red day. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's associated with
that's
the,
a lot, like, man. That's a lot.
Definitely.
That's a lot. And a lot of them, I don't, you know, a lot of them, I like the Ariel Sharon death. Type of like when it's really political, because it lets you know it's world news, and you know, unfortunately, see, that's a shame. We live in a society where the not so good events take precedence over good news, great
mm-hmm.
things happening, educational things. It's just all leisure, comedy, and bad news when it's the news. You know what I'm saying? And to be able to sit there and just say, you know, look at the heavens. That's what it's going to be. And that happens, man. You know, surely we can make the world a better place. If you
mm-hmm.
really knew what the tech in Washington, D.C. was pointing at, and everything, we can really make it a better place. Because the thought form that we know for sure, the great Benjamin Banneker was there to hand out a celestial triangle. You can say he finished the Fonts triangle. If you want to take that, go ahead and take that. But still, the question is going to be, why was Benjamin Banneker even competent to participate in such a grand endeavor of creating a triangle for the federal government? Why was he was elected competent enough, because that's the greatness of the creator again. So once D.C. understands these laws, once the world understands these cosmic laws, damn, he's telling you, see, this is what I'm saying. U.S. Capitol building got a statue of Mars on the right-hand side of the door, so all the lawmakers paid homage to him, whether consciously or unconsciously, just walking past him, charging that energy every time they walk past. They probably got some copper up under the concrete right there. Whatever you walk on, it goes straight to the statue and charge that up by every time everybody walk across it. Stop playing. They pay respect to planets. So that's what I'm saying. The ones who are the gatekeepers and the number keepers, the oracles of the dead, the ones who have proven to tell time and that it is God. It is God. Those are the ones who need to speak. While everybody else listen. In the initial grand gathering of a cosmic council. Man, you got folks running around here. Y'all got to get hit. Y'all got folks running around here calling themselves. What do they call themselves, Namaswami? Don't they be like the ambassadors of the Pleiades, the great white brotherhood of light? And it's really real. What they saying is really real. In the
mm-hmm.
sense of an intelligence of light, they got way stations at Arcturus, and they're communicating. You already got a cultural people that is into stars and saying they're from these different constellations, and that's the truth. When are we gonna activate that part and say, oh, you know what? Shit, I am from this light. You know, so knowledge of the stars is the most prominent science there is. And we gave the world that. I keep saying it in Freemasonry, in the second degree. We told them in the seven liberal arts of science, this is the last thing you have to study, which is astronomy. Before that was music. The fifth science was geometry. You gotta know. You gotta have logic. You know. You gotta know how to do arithmetic. You gotta know how to do these seven liberal arts and sciences. And astronomy is the final step. The final step. And let me tell you something, too, about Aquarius. Aquarius is so crazy that, listen, don't nobody want to pick up no gun and point no gun on their own homeland because they destroy their own damn homeland. You actually start, they start facilitating the damage themselves. Y'all understand that? I think y'all understand that. Like, you ain't going to beat them with the gun. Absolutely not. Because their gun will destroy themselves. That's why we don't need a gun. That's exactly why we don't need a gun. Because if they use guns, guns will destroy themselves. You need the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like the prime minister always say, when we going to admit that we waiting on some act of God, literally, to come and get the party started? Y'all better be careful. You got to be careful. Because the longer we procrastinate, the more we start to create these events. Because what if it's your consciousness that's creating these events? And it is, obviously. Omaha, Omaha, level of consciousness. They don't get no more coincidental than that. Dark Man X being, nah, they don't get no more coincidental than that. Come on, man. You got to know.
What time is it?
Got like 7 minutes. But thank you, Number Swami. Appreciate it, man. Live in a world where horrific things take place. We got to keep track of that horrific stuff.
You got
from
it,
God,
homie.
It's from God, though. But it ain't got to be like this, man. Every day should be your paradise. Every day, paradise. No.
Mm-hmm.
What should be done, Number Swami? What should be done? What's the next move?
Yeah, you're already bridging it, so it's gonna be the result showing up. I think all of those waves collapse, and the intention for what.
Mm-hmm.
What the collective thought is going to be the shift. It's going to be the shift. And I think the other aspect is that we need some goddess energy. You need some goddess energy to balance it out. Get in there and do some work and shake some magic. You need to shake and get some feminine energy in there.
Hey, I agree.